KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Who doctored images in scientific writings for decades, and they say that it's likely to provoke anxiety among multiple drug companies because they based their drug development on studies which were doctored, okay? They developed drugs which targeted the gunk that accumulates in the brains of people with Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease based on doctored images. And they're actually pictures of how they doctored the images. And so as a result, a lot of these papers have been retracted. And some of the drugs on which are based on the research turn out not to be that effective. These drugs purport to suppress brain inflammation. They are so-called plaque busters. They are said to promote the growth of new brain cells. But it turns out that they're based on fraudulent research. Now, one of the new focuses of the NIH under its new guidance is to look at lifestyle measures for cardiovascular prevention, for cancer prevention, for prevention of diabetes. The chronic conditions that afflict many Americans and that are really draining our healthcare budget. And so it's that, in that spirit, JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, by no means a friend of non-pharmaceutical approaches, just published the results of something called the Poynter Randomized Clinical Trial. And it looked at, it's kind of an interesting study because in many studies there's a control where people do nothing or take a sugar pill, and then people do something, you know, whether it's exercise or they take a certain medication or they take a certain supplement, so the control is like nothing. But in this trial, because it's hard to create a placebo for a very structured intervention to promote, and I'm quoting, increased physical and cognitive activity, healthy diet, social engagement, cardiovascular monitoring, via 38 team meetings with navigators and interventionists, activity plans with quantifiable adherence metrics. In other words, a very, very concerted program to turn things around for adults aged 60 to 79 with sedentary lifestyle, suboptimal diet, and at least two other cognitive decline dementia risk factors. So they were overweight, they probably had metabolic syndrome, maybe they had high blood pressure, maybe they had high cholesterol, high triglycerides, inflammation, things that are known to put you at risk for cardiovascular disease. So they were divided into two groups. One group got the structured, highly structured program with 38 team meetings, like a real crash course with a lot of guidance, versus... So what's the placebo? I mean, you got to do something because of control. You know, you can't say do nothing. So they had a self-guided group, which only had six peer team meetings, and they were directed towards publicly available education materials and encouragement of lifestyle changes. So they said, lose weight, exercise a little more, but not as structured as the other group got. And they followed these two groups over 2 years. And what they found is that both groups showed cognitive improvement over 2 years because they both did something. They made an effort to change. But the group that got the more concerted interventions had a statistically significant improvement over their peers in global cognitive function. So this, I think, and look, this is not the first study of its kind that shows that lifestyle slows cognitive decline. Dean Ornish did it recently with a small group. This is a bigger study. And so the suggestion is that maybe we should be spending more time doing research looking at lifestyle factors rather than looking at blockbuster drugs profitable for big pharma. That, look, admittedly, it would be great if we could find, win the battle against Alzheimer's, defeat Alzheimer's, come up with a universal panacea for Alzheimer's, which involves no muss, no fuss, no sweat, no diet change. Do whatever you like. Just take this pill or take this shot, and it would prevent or cure. And that's a word that's sometimes used when it comes to cancer, heart disease, Alzheimer's, the word cure. That's not how it's going to come about. It's going to come about through incremental efforts involving an all-of-the-above approach. Yes, medications, when they're effective, when they're not based on fraudulent research, but also with lifestyle methods such as are being encouraged under the MAHA initiative. And so this also points out, and by the way, this study did not involve nutritional supplementation, which we'll cover in a moment. But first, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature, and pain control, as well as inflammatory and immune responses. I believe that CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. I use both, and I find that CBD Sleep really helps me get to sleep faster and sleep longer. But for those occasional nights when I wake up in the middle of the night, maybe early, and I want to get a few more hours of sleep, CBD Calm comes in really handy. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options and natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment without drowsiness. I can vouch for it. I wake up refreshed and alert, not hungover. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends. Okay, so here's the previous study looked at lifestyle for prevention of cognitive decline. So the ingredients were healthy diet, social engagement, increased physical and cognitive activity, so maybe, you know, like more mental exercise, presumably help with optimizing sleep because sleep deprivation accelerates cognitive decline. All that stuff is great, but it did not consider supplementation. And I think that supplementation has great potential for slowing cognitive decline. To wit, this study. So it turns out, statistically, women are more prone to Alzheimer's disease than men. All right, that's a fact. They're like about 4 to 1. And scientists found in a recent study that women with omega-3 deficiency were more likely to experience Alzheimer's and dementia than men. With men, there was no relationship between the level of lipids in the blood and the risk of cognitive decline. So uniquely, women are susceptible. They say it turns out that for women, omega-3 fatty acids seem to be more crucial in slowing the progression of cognitive decline. So, and perhaps other factors, reducing inflammation in the brain, these via nutritional supplementation, these can have an impact on the likelihood and risk of cognitive decline. And I've included a protocol at DearHoffmanStore.com, which is a brain protocol to help you achieve your health goals should you be concerned about cognitive decline, and perhaps all of us should be concerned about cognitive decline. Creatine, also beneficial for slowing cognitive decline in both sexes, something that I take on a regular basis. DearHoffmanStore.com. All right, when we return, more of today's Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommended use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health, myo-inositol powder, progesterone cream, and D-mannose capsules and powder. Myo-inositol powder supports healthy ovarian function. Progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance, and D-mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. For more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Savor a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number, and let's hear one of our recorded questions.
What can I do to reduce my high-sensitive C-reactive protein?
Okay, so C-reactive protein is a measure of inflammation, and so you can, I mean, a simple way to lower C-reactive protein is just to drop weight, get to your optimal weight, unless you're underweight, in which case then it doesn't have to do with weight. Also, it's been shown that just simply taking a multivitamin can help to lower C-reactive protein. In particular, magnesium and B vitamins can be helpful. Also, omega-3 fatty acids can be useful. And then there are these natural anti-inflammatories like curcumin and boswellin. Ache Action is a supplement that has anti-inflammatory effects by our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. But also, you know, one needs to undertake a search for, is there a cause? Is there an infection? Is there an autoimmune condition? Vitamin D has also been associated with reducing, inflammation and autoimmunity and can be helpful for lowering C-reactive protein. It's important when you measure C-reactive protein that you don't do so after a cold or even after intense physical exertion, because that will artificially raise your C-reactive protein. And that's why drugs like colchicine are being explored for cardiovascular prevention. And they're actually now being authorized for use, colchicine, something that has been used in the past for gout, now may be used to target HSC reactive protein, highly sensitive C reactive protein, as a cardiovascular risk factor. So, but short of taking a medication, there are natural ways to address HSCRP. 877-726-8255 on a holiday weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor.
Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What were the biggest stories of the year? Has Donald Trump set up an economic powerhouse for the coming year? We'll answer these questions and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates.
We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
With inflation on one side and unemployment on the other, Jay Powell's acting clueless. With a dual mandate coming in from both sides, there's not much else he can do.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil, peace, companionship, and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
As temperatures drop and people spend more time indoors, the flu and other respiratory viruses can spread easily. Fortunately, you can protect yourself, your family, and your community. Speak with a physician or other healthcare professional to find out which vaccines are best for you. The American Medical Association offers new infographics to help both patients and physicians cut through any confusion. Find them at ama-assn.org. While some tobacco products, like e-cigarettes, are marketed as being less harmful, none is truly safe. According to the American Dental Association, each form of tobacco threatens both your dental and overall health. Whether you choose to vape or smoke, you still risk becoming addicted to nicotine, and quitting today will improve your health. To learn more and for helpful resources, visit mouthhealthy.org/vaping.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And recently, RFK Jr., the new health secretary, garnered criticism when he said that ultra-processed foods were, quote, poisoning Americans, and he called them a primary culprit of high rates of obesity and chronic diseases. And immediately the food industry pushed back and said, yeah, but ultra-processed foods are convenience foods. They're inexpensive. Many Americans depend on them. And the science on ultra-processed foods is fuzzy at best. And so ultra-processed foods are not the problem. It's just eating too much food overall. And Americans depend on ultra-processed foods. Adults eat nearly half of their calories in the form of ultra-processed foods. Kids, amazingly, two-thirds of the calories that kids consume, ultra-processed foods. Not all processed foods are necessarily bad. And a study in the journal Nature Medicine tested that hypothesis. They looked at the effects on weight of two diets. One was a diet that consisted of ultra-processed foods, and another was a diet made up of minimally processed foods, okay, like pasta, chicken, fruits, and vegetables. And so The ultra-processed foods group consumed more ready-to-eat frozen meals, breakfast cereals. Well, we tend to think of breakfast cereals where they're really healthy, but they are ultra-processed. Protein bars. Oh, there's health bars. Yeah, but they're ultra-processed, as well as shakes. So we're actually not even talking about a junk food diet. We're not talking about supersize me, you know, eating every meal at McDonald's in the ultra-processed food group. So a head-to-head comparison, minimally processed foods versus ultra-processed foods in this study. And it's reported on in the New York Times. The researchers recruited 55 participants, most of whom were women, ranging in age from their 20s to their 60s, and they designed two diets and provided the meals. Okay, so when you provide the meals, you can be sure of compliance, right? You didn't just tell people, okay, eat this, and they eat what they want, and they cheat. They were provided with the meals. And interestingly, the meals weren't terrible, neither of the meals. Both diets met UK nutrition guidelines with limited sugars, limited saturated fats and sodium, but one was composed mostly of minimally processed foods like overnight oats, plain yogurt, and even spaghetti bolognese. The other was made up mostly of ultra-processed foods that are considered healthy, like whole grain breakfast cereals, plant-based milk. Plant-based milk is, oh, it's like better than milk. It's like low fat, right? Flavored yogurt, frozen lasagna. And the study lasted 2 months, and then they had a crossover. But crossover is good because a crossover can show how each diet affected each participant. So, you know, if there's a benefit in one and then you cross over, then the benefit was obliterated. You could see that in a crossover trial. So they switched. It turns out that most of the participants lost weight on both diets, right? They paid attention to what they ate, and they didn't eat any junk. It was these both, you know, pretty healthy diets, considered healthy diets. But on average, they lost more weight during the 2 months on the minimally processed diet. They lost about 4 pounds in 2 months compared with just 2 pounds on the ultra-processed diet. So the extrapolation was that if the weight loss had continued over a year, remember the study was just 2 months, even when weight loss naturally slows with time, it could have added up to 9 to 13% of body weight on the minimally processed diet compared with just 4 to 5% on the ultra-processed diet. And there was also a better quality of weight loss on the minimally processed diet. The participants also lost more than twice as much body fat on the minimally processed diet than they did on the ultra-processed diet. So why was that? Well, it turns out that the participants on the minimally processed diet felt like they had better control of food cravings. So the theory is that minimally processed foods may, quote, reset cravings and reduce, quote, food noise, helping people eat only when they're hungry. So there's a growing body of evidence that it really is about avoidance of ultra-processed foods. That, you know, a lot of people are making excuses. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee under the previous administration couldn't come to any firm conclusion about ultra-processed foods. They were highly conflicted. Many had industry ties, and they suffered analysis paralysis about ultra-processed foods and ultimately produced a document that was worthless, which didn't really say avoid ultra-processed foods. RFK Jr. is promising to change that. He's planning to release guidelines which really come down hard on ultra-processed foods to the dismay of people in the food industry. So he is a marked man when it comes to people in agribusiness and the makers of ultra-processed foods. This item, Unlock the Secret of Muscadine Grape. That's a new sponsor, and I'm really happy to have them aboard. Nature's antioxidant powerhouse turns out to be muscadine grapes. They're not just grapes, because you might say, well, okay, fine, I'll just drink some Welch's grape juice. No. Muscadine grapes are the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharge its health benefits. Muscadine grapes are packed with more antioxidants than even blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and their unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and even urolithin A, I found out. Backed by 15 years of scientific research in human clinical trials, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with Vinetastic, a revolutionary antioxidant beverage made with blue, extra pure water, along with mighty muscadine extract. And it's delicious, and it's great for kids. So if you want to give your kids a fruit beverage, this is the one. Very low in sugar content and without colorings or flavor additives. Did you know that over 136 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic? If you're one of them, Vinetastic was specifically designed to support your health needs without compromising on taste, with no sugar, no carbs, no calories, and no artificial sweeteners. Each bottle promotes heart health, stronger immunity, improved brain function, better joint health, and balanced blood sugar levels. Visit Vinetastic.com. That's Vinetastic.com. And use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's Vinetastic.com. Also, a wide variety of products there to check out at Vinetastic.com. All right. The coffee controversy. I mean, when I started in the field of nutrition, which was in the 1970s, and began practicing nutritional medicine in the 1980s, coffee was taboo. It was bad for you. It stressed you out. It dehydrated you. It was acidic. It, you know, created inflammation in your esophagus and your stomach. It, you know, any number of horribles associated with coffee. Well, they've done a 180 on coffee because, according to the latest study, 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day are linked to a longer life, lower diabetes risk. Now, I have to say that there is a healthy user effect when it comes to coffee, because people who are really sick, people who are really frail, people who are at death's door, they can't tolerate a lot of coffee. All right? So sicker people, maybe they don't do well with coffee, so that may be part of the association. So if you're perfectly healthy and you think you're going to gain extra years by cultivating a coffee habit, think again. That may not be the case. But they say a recent review gives an overview of coffee's health benefits, including the most recent data. The review was published in a journal called Nutrients. Drinking coffee is linked to decreased mortality rates. One study found that drinking at least 2 cups of coffee a day was linked with a 10 to 15% lower risk of overall mortality. So, again, correlation isn't necessarily causation. Drinking 3 to 5 cups of coffee daily may increase the risk for decrease the risk for cardiovascular disease by around 15%. So, is coffee associated with cardiac arrhythmias? I got to say that for some people that may be the case. But for the majority of people, that is not the case, and coffee is associated with improved lipid profiles and reduced inflammation, reduced risk of liver disease, etc. So they say here, drinking coffee may decrease the risk of cognitive disorders by 25%. It's not no coincidence that you feel a little smarter after that morning cup of coffee, because it actually revs your brain metabolism. Regular coffee and caffeine consumption may also decrease the risk of Parkinson's disease and its progression. And there's data that suggests that coffee may decrease the risk for depressive symptoms. Duh. Okay, so coffee, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a wake-up call when it comes to your mood. Why that may be the case, it's interesting because there are some studies that say that it's not just about caffeine, that there are beneficial polyphenols, the flavorful dark compounds within coffee, caffeic acid, etc., and caffeine metabolites like paraxanthine and theophylline, which may actually help breathing. There's some people who report that in the absence of their inhaler, that drinking a cup of tea or drinking a cup of coffee helps them during an asthma attack. There may be something to that. So, yeah, coffee as a functional beverage, yeah, there really is something to it. And, you know, the wisdom of the ancients, coffee originally discovered in Arabia, and then its use spread throughout the world as an elixir, as a functional beverage that helps people get through their daily tasks and that improves exercise performance. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
I want to let you in on a skincare secret that's changed my personal and my family's daily routine. Timeline's Mitobiotics skincare line. This isn't just surface level skincare, it's targeting skin longevity at the cellular level. It's powered by the same cutting edge cellular science as MitoPure, the patented Urolithin A supplement you've heard us talk about that ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Timeline's topical Mitobiotics revitalizes your skin's mitochondria from the outside in, reducing wrinkles, renewing and protecting skin, and supporting collagen. It visibly starts to reduce wrinkle depth and volume after only 2 weeks. It offers immediate results, but also delivers gradual, lasting improvements. It's a true transformation over time. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get 20% off any Timeline skincare or supplement purchase. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman Skin. Future of skincare is cellular. Just go to timeline.com/Hoffman Skin for Mitobiotic skincare. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced Ignite Male Performance Soft Gels to the wellness line. Ignite combines the calming power of CBD with a potent blend of traditional botanicals to support testosterone levels rather than introducing synthetic hormones or stimulants. Ignite takes a natural approach to support the body's own testosterone production and hormonal balance. It's a daily formula designed to optimize performance and help men feel more like themselves again. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Ignite Men's Performance Formula.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Yes.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life
at MakeTheConnection.net.
As temperatures drop and people spend more time indoors, the flu and other respiratory viruses can spread easily. Fortunately, you can protect yourself, your family, and your community. Speak with a physician or other healthcare professional to find out which vaccines are best for you. The American Medical Association offers new infographics to help both patients and physicians cut through any confusion. Find them at ama-assn.org. While some tobacco products, like e-cigarettes, are marketed as being less harmful, none is truly safe. According to the American Dental Association, each form of tobacco threatens both your dental and overall health. Whether you choose to vape or smoke, you still risk becoming addicted to nicotine, and quitting today will improve your health. To learn more and for helpful resources, visit mouthhealthy.org/vaping.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back from Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Glad to be with you on a holiday weekend. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of those calls.
What is the latest treatments for rheumatoid arthritis?
Okay, so yeah, there's some exciting developments on the rheumatoid arthritis front. First of all, there are, you know, these powerful immunosuppressive drugs that can slow the progression of rheumatoid arthritis, but they have a lot of side effects. They lower immunity, they make you more susceptible to certain pathogens, to certain types of infection, and may even somewhat increase the risk for malignancies like lymphoma. So yeah, in a pinch, those can be helpful. What's most exciting to me, a recent study that shows that 75% of people with rheumatoid arthritis that wasn't even responding well to drugs respond well to electrical stimulation of the vagus nerve with an implantable device that just got approved by the FDA. It's that effective. And I think that that is an avenue of treatment that is going to be helpful for not just rheumatoid arthritis, but for other autoimmune disorders, inflammatory disorders, and is a non-toxic, non-drug way of addressing some of these problems. There's also, of course, nutritional support with vitamin D and anti-inflammatories like curcumin and boswellin, omega-3 fatty acids, and specific pro-resolving mediators. These can be helpful as well for rheumatoid arthritis. So I think that there's a lot of promise in terms of natural approaches. Diet, too, may make a difference. A paleo diet for autoimmunity can be helpful with avoidance of modern foods like dairy and altogether avoidance of grains, just eating animal proteins with fresh fruits and vegetables is helpful for many people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. Even a vegetarian diet can be helpful for some people. And fasting regimens can be sometimes helpful for rheumatoid arthritis. So there's definitely a lot that can be done on the nutritional front. So, yeah, good stuff coming down the pike for rheumatoid arthritis sufferers. Folks, aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway, because as we age, our cells build up damage, and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. You can boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. And I can attest to that. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking MitoPure. I feel stronger and more energized. My recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. So I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure today. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout. All right. There's some remarkable developments on the high-tech front for treatment of paralysis. And, you know, there's some biblical quotes. In Isaiah, they say, then the eyes of the blind will be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Well, we're already achieving technical breakthroughs where we're using genetic therapy to cure blindness. We're just the beginnings of that, but it's coming, you know, coming to a health clinic near you. And the ears of the deaf unstopped. It's from the Bible. Then the lame will leap like a deer and the mute tongue will shout for joy. I mean, and then in the New Testament, Jesus said, the blind will receive sight, the lame walk, the lepers will be cleansed, the deaf will hear, the dead will be raised. And these are miracles of the Bible that could scarcely have been envisioned, but there are now experiments with rats walking again after breakthrough spinal cord repair with 3D printing. They combine 3D printing stem cell technology and lab-grown tissues to restore the ability to walk in spinal cord injured rats. And, you know, that may eventually translate to humans as well, which would be a real incredible breakthrough. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember the sale that we're having over Labor Day. You can get Labor Day sale, access it at drhoffmanstore.com. 10% off all products plus free shipping September 1st through 3rd. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us and have a great holiday weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What were the biggest stories of the year? Has Donald Trump set up an economic powerhouse for the coming year? We'll answer these questions and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he believes Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky and Russia's Vladimir Putin both want to end the war. Mr. Trump has welcomed Zelensky to his Florida club earlier Sunday, and he spoke with Putin by phone. The president remains optimistic.
I just think we're doing very well. We could be very close. There are one or two very thorny issues, very tough issues, but I think we're doing very well. We made a lot of progress today, but really we've made it over the last month. This is not a one-day process deal. This is very complicated stuff.
The president says a deal could be right around the corner.
I really believe we're probably, Mr. President, closer than, by far closer than ever before with both parties. We had sometimes when he was close and President Putin wasn't. Then when President Putin was close and he wasn't, you saw that in the White House. but I think they both want to see it happen.
There is a report of a massive infiltration by Hezbollah by Israel.
An anonymous Hezbollah source claims that Israel has infiltrated 70% of the group's operatives, giving it unprecedented intelligence access. The source alleges 70% of the group's members are cooperating with Israeli intelligence and stated that Israel possesses extensive knowledge of Hezbollah's personnel and families.
Correspondent Ken Lorman adding the report draws parallels now to Israel's infiltration of Iran's anti-Mossad unit, whose leader and 20 agents were Mossad operatives. Powerful winter storm driving parts of the upper Midwest and Great Lakes in with very heavy snow, ice, and rain. The system delivering freezing rain now in New England, thunderstorms all across the South. This is townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day. Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
Graphite mines in the United States seeing renewed interest after being largely closed for decades.
Graphite is crucial for lithium-ion batteries, and demand is surging amid trade tensions with China. Several companies, including New York-based Titan Mining Corporation, have plans to mine graphite. Titan aims for commercial sales by 2028, believing geopolitical factors favor their efforts. The U.S. government has fast-tracked permits and offered financial support to boost domestic graphite production.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A British baker's critique of Mexican bread sparking outrage on social media, leading to a public apology. Richard Hart, co-founder of Green Rhino Bakery in Mexico City, started the controversy saying the Mexicans lack a, quote, bread culture. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The voters have gone to the polls in the initial phase of Myanmar's first general election in some 5 years, held under the supervision of its military while a civil war rages on throughout much of the country. Bernie Bennett has more.
Critics charge that the election is designed to add a facade of legitimacy to the military rule, which began after the army ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in February 2021. Her party won a landslide victory in the 2020 election, but was blocked from taking office for a second term. Critics argue that the results will lack legitimacy due to the exclusion of major parties and limits on freedom of speech and an atmosphere of repression. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New York City transit system retiring the Metro card after 30 years. Gold and Blue swipeable card was introduced in 1994 at the time to replace the subway token, which had been used for some 50 years. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I caught up in that. A lot of people who are prohibited from owning guns and exercising a constitutional right. We'll see how it goes. We'll keep you posted on that. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's line three. Eric has been on hold for quite a while. Eric, thank you so much for calling in out of Minnesota. Welcome to Gun Talk.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you for your show. It's so important, just like what you were just talking about, not only explaining our rights as citizens, but fighting for them. You have a fantastic show.
Okay, before you go any further, the email just popped up, and I am looking at a picture of you with a gorgeous white-tailed buck. Tell me about this.
Oh, thank you. Yes, Heroes New Hope Foundation is an organization that takes blinded veterans, paralyzed veterans, amputees, and disabled children for hunts, whether it be turkey, fishing, or deer hunt. And this was, I was grateful enough to be able to come back a second year to get a chance at hunting some whitetail. And oddly enough, I know other people have gone through things like this. I had a chance at an 8-pointer last year, all lined up. The buck was just standing there, and I got the okay to pull the trigger, and I heard a big click because my guy forgot to rack around. And so he said, I have to bring you back next year. We can't let this stand. And this year I got a bigger buck. And
yes, you did. Am I counting 11 points on this guy?
Yes.
Wow, he's huge too, by the way. Oh, you know what? We left out one important thing. You're blind.
Yes, I'm 100% blind. I was suffered. Well, I was blown up a few times in Fallujah, Iraq. But when I received a traumatic brain injury, and it took both my eyes, but that hasn't stopped me from my love of shooting, whether it be target or hunting or going out and doing anything. And a foundation like that assists in us. It's really kind of cool because you're back to a team effort. I use a bog pod or a tripod, and then with an apparatus called the Snake Look, which attaches a smartphone to the barrel of the scope, looking down the scope, that I have a spotter that can look at the phone, see the crosshairs, line me up. And on this particular deer, it was 145 yards. And it was not at a full run, but it was at a trot, so I got it on the move. I was pretty
wow. So what is the spotter telling you? It's like left, 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 or something like that?
Yeah, and it all depends on. Now, I've gone turkey hunting with him. Got a nice tom at 60 yards with 500 Mossberg. I nicknamed it a Tommy Knocker, by the way. But in that, when it's like with turkeys, he puts his finger on the back of my neck and then moves up and down for elevation or depression, left or right, and then he just double taps the back of my neck and I can pull the trigger. In this case, we were able to speak a little bit deer hunting, of course.
Sure, because he's a little further away. Wow. Well, congratulations. That is amazing. And again, what is the name of the organization?
Heroes New Hope Foundation. They're out of Indiana, the Sullivan area. And, of course, they got a Facebook page and a website, heroesnewhope.org, so they can find it. I have a quick question also, if I may.
You bet. You bet.
I got my lovely bride a Ruger Security 380 for her birthday because it has a light rack and it's easier for her because she had a Walther 380 and that was very hard for her to rack.
Okay.
I would like, and she would like to equip it with a laser and light and maybe a red dot. And my concern was some of the red dots may be a little heavy to throw it out of battery or out of cycle on that slide. I would appreciate any suggestions, whether it be a Streamlight TLR for the laser light combination or a decent red dot to use on there for her that she would like. And concerns, like I said, nothing too heavy to throw it out of cycle.
Well,
and nothing silly with batteries mounted on the bottom side, so you have to take it off to change batteries or anything like that. But any suggestions, I'd be much appreciated.
And I'm assuming at this point she's not carrying it. This is like a home defense rig?
Correct. Around the yard. We live out in the rural area, so for the house and the yard.
Because, frankly, it's a lot of stuff to hang on to a small pistol.
Yes.
You're talking about a light, a laser, and a red dot.
Or whatever the combination would be.
Yeah, I'm going to make a suggestion here. Just going to throw this out. I find the laser and red dot to be redundant, unnecessary. And if you got the red dot, you're good to go. I would say go with a small light. And then probably, honestly, any of the smaller red dots are going to weigh an ounce. You know, anything from a Chuchicon, which is expensive, on down to the SIGs, to the Crimson Trace, to, you know, any of them. They're Holosuns. They all have one that is smaller, smaller footprint, and should work on that. But they really are all about in the 1 ounce, slightly more. And I don't think it's going to cause a problem with functionality.
Okay. Well, I'll take that into consideration.
All right, good luck.
Appreciate your show so much, Michelle and Jim and you and everything you guys do. Really appreciate it. And, man, I couldn't be more tickled pink to get a deer this size. Just fired up.
I meant to tell you, people need to trust me on this. Anybody would be tickled pink with this buck. It is huge, 11-point whitetail. It's gorgeous. Eric, congratulations, and thank you. That is a super range report. Taking us into the break. Our number, 866-TALK-GUN or Tom Talk Gun. Join us.
The NRA invites you to compete and grow alongside fellow responsible gun owners in a safe, exciting, and fun environment. NRA's America's Rifle Challenge, ARC, helps you build skill and confidence competing through three progressive levels. Level 1, fundamentals up to 100 yards. Level 2, dynamic courses of fire from contact distance out to 400 yards. And ARC 2 Gun, where rifle and handgun challenges come together. Learn more at arc.nra.org. Exercise your rights through competition.
It might be winter outside, but Gun Talk is heating up. We're giving one lucky winner an Aimpoint Comp M4S. Rugged, reliable, and built for real-world performance. We're also stacking it with premium gear from Ulvathnar USA, including shooting mats, support bags, belts, and accessories trusted by shooters worldwide. The Gun Talk Winter Giveaway ends January 10th, 2026. Don't freeze yourself out of winning great prizes. Enter now at guntalk.com/win.
Ruger RXM, self-defense focused. When things go sideways, your gear better go forward. The Ruger RXM is built for real-world defense. Simple, intuitive, and ready when you are. With a flat-face trigger for consistent control, excellent ergonomics, and reliability you can bet your life on. The RXM makes no excuses. One of Ruger's most versatile and modular designs. The RXM is ready, because when it's go time, you won't have time.
When accuracy matters and adaptability counts, the CZ-USA 600 Plus rifle delivers. With five different models, the CZ-600 Plus lineup offers a shooting platform for any shooter. Whether you're in the field, on the range, or chasing tight groups in competition, built for precision and engineered for flexibility, the platform is easily adjustable for different configurations, and shooters can fine-tune their trigger pull weight for a truly custom feel. The CZ-600 Plus. Precision your way.
Used guns can be a great value, but you have to know who you're buying from. What if you could buy quality used guns with a lifetime warranty from the Internet's largest online reseller? That's what you get at Dury'sGuns.com. They stand behind every firearm purchase for life. If you have a problem, they'll either fix or replace your gun. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, and more. Check out their inventory today at Dury'sGuns.com.
Hi, y'all. This is A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. Welcome back to Gun Talk.
Well, 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 let's talk about, well, what do you think? Guns and optics and ammo and pretty much everything else. I mentioned the deal with Trump. He is going to get marijuana rescheduled from a Schedule 1. I think to Schedule 3. I'm not real familiar with the whole deal. Basically, trying to decriminalize marijuana. The problem is a lot of people who use marijuana, look, you don't have to have a conviction. You just, if you're a user of marijuana, you are prohibited by law from owning a gun. A lot of people don't know that. And it actually asked that on the 4473 form when you were filling it out. But even if you're not buying a gun, you're not supposed to own a gun if you are even a recreational user. Even, and here's the thing people don't understand, even if it's medical use, medical marijuana. You got a medical marijuana card? Sorry, no, no guns for you. Should it be that way? Probably not. Any more than if you drink alcohol. But that's what it is. So is this going to change that? Is that going to take this? No, it's not. I mean, the short answer is no. Don't think that this is going to change anything, at least not for now. But there are, I think, multiple, at least one, but there may be several lawsuits working their way through the courts about this very thing, challenging the law itself. That's kind of where we are. You'd love to say, well, let's just change the law. Here's the problem. Even if the Democrats loved the idea, if it is introduced by a Republican, they will vote no in the Senate. You may have enough of a majority in the House to get something passed, but you can't get it through the Senate because of the rule that you have to have 60 votes to break a filibuster. They'll just say no, and it doesn't happen. Even if it's the greatest thing in the world, and they love the idea, if it comes from Donald Trump, they will vote no, and they will crush it. So that's where we are. So look, that's political reality. It's just numbers. It's all it is, just math. That being the case, a lot of these things, we are going to have to get them done in the courts. Because if we can get that done, then we don't have to have a vote in the House and Senate. You don't have to go through Congress for those. If we can get the Supreme Court, and that's where it always ends up, to say, of course you can't lose your constitutional rights because you use marijuana. Are you kidding me? Of course you can't lose your constitutional rights to keep and bear arms for life because of a misdemeanor conviction 40 years ago. That didn't put you in jail, but you could have been sentenced to a year in jail. That's ridiculous. The Supreme Court should take those cases and should rule on those cases. The Supreme Court, because we're never going to get it through Congress right now, should, and I certainly think they will, take a so-called assault weapon case. Laws which ban the ownership or the sale of regular old rifles, semi-automatic rifles, the semi-automatic's been around for, what, 120 years? Nothing new about it, nothing spectacular about it. It just goes bang one time when you pull the trigger. And yet some places ban them, and more states are trying to ban those guns. Super popular. Ubiquitous, even. In common use, certainly. So how in the world are they banned? Well, because they did it. And they will continue to do it until somebody tells them they can't. And the only people who could tell them they can't would be Congress, which may or may not have an impact, but it's not going to happen. Look, Congress is not going to remove the ban, the state bans, on semi-automatic firearms. The Supreme Court can, though. The Supreme Court could come in and say, no, that's unconstitutional. That is a violation of these people's constitutional rights. It's a violation of the Second Amendment, which says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The people being us. Now, we do have an interesting thing going on right now, which is, okay, who are the people? Is it anybody in the U.S., or is it only U.S. citizens? Interesting. Let's go talk with Matthew on line 5. He's in Metairie, Louisiana. Hey, Matthew.
Hello, Tom. First, Merry Christmas to you, all the Gun Talk crew, And then I have a question.
Hold on, Matthew. I know you were told not to use the speaker, so please take it off the speaker. Tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you in a minute. Let's go grab Jim on line 3 out of Medford, Oregon. Hey, Jim, you're on. Go for it.
Hey, Tom, how are you? First let me make a comment. That guy in Coos Bay that you talked to earlier, the disabled vet, he'd really benefit from that program that guy was in.
No kidding. Those two calls got to go together, don't they?
Yeah, I was thinking about that guy. It was too bad he's so far away from there. That would have been a great thing for him to be able to get into. Anyway, right. My question was, or not my question, but you wanted to know about the 44 Magnums. I've got two of them, a 357, or a 357P, a 44 Magnum Smith & Wesson that I really like, the 29.
Right.
And it shoots awesome. It works great. I've never had a problem with it. I've had it for probably 10 years or more. It pretty much shoots everything wonderful. I like shooting through at the range of gallon-sized jugs of water. That's great to watch them explode.
Oh, man, it makes it. You don't want to be too close to it, because if you are, you need a raincoat because you'll get wet.
Yeah, I hear that. And then the other one is the Ruger Anaconda 8-inch barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, I love that one. So that thing is so sweet. It's the tolerances are so tight. It's like the if you're familiar with the Henry's rifles and stuff, how tight the tolerances
right.
are. It's like that. It's wonderful. As a matter of fact, I have a Henry's 44 Magnum rifle called the Black. It's like the golden rifle, but it's black.
Oh yeah, you like the golden boy. And, you know, a lever action in 44 Magnum is so much fun to shoot.
It is. It works great. I have no complaints about it. As a matter of, well, I'm 6'2" and 250, so, and I have big hands, and so the kickback on all of it isn't that bad.
That bothers you. Right.
Yeah, but they're wonderful guns to shoot for anybody. Likes those kind of weapons.
So it sounds to me like you primarily shoot those at the range. These are range guns and just fun guns for you, right?
Yeah, I like hunting, but I don't hunt myself because I've never been I never really acquired a taste for game meat that much. I like elk, but that's about it. So I pretty much do range stuff and then have it for my concealed weapons and whatnot.
Sounds good. Hey, look, I got to scoot here because I'm up against my clock, and I appreciate the call. Good stuff, talking about the 44 Magnum. You mentioned game meat. We just had, Moose Spaghetti last night. Old freight train, he's being used everywhere. So we had Moose Spaghetti, we had Moose Tacos. anything we could put ground meat into, we're using it. We did a lot of ground meat on that moose. And then a few steaks, but not a lot. And we didn't do any roast this time. Just two of us, it's hard to make use of a big roast. And out of a moose, you get a big roast. Hey, when we come back, I'll talk a little bit about 44 Magnum and me carrying one in Alaska for bear protection and kind of the reacts of some of the other folks around me. They weren't impressed. Let's just put it that way. We'll also talk about shooting at long range. Can you do it? How do you do it? How can you learn to hit targets at 1,000 yards or even farther? Don't go far.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What were the biggest stories of the year? Has Donald Trump set up an economic powerhouse for the coming year? We'll answer these questions and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author,
columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
With Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
With inflation on one side and unemployment on the other, Jay Powell's acting clueless. With a dual mandate coming in from both sides, there's not much else he can do.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
As temperatures drop and people spend more time indoors, the flu and other respiratory viruses can spread easily. Fortunately, you can protect yourself, your family, and your community. Speak with a physician or other healthcare professional to find out which vaccines are best for you. The American Medical Association offers new infographics to help both patients and physicians cut through any confusion. Find them at ama-assn.org. While some tobacco products, like e-cigarettes, are marketed as being less harmful, none is truly safe. According to the American Dental Association, each form of tobacco threatens both your dental and overall health. Whether you choose to vape or smoke, you still risk becoming addicted to nicotine, and quitting today will improve your health. To learn more and for helpful resources, visit mouthhealthy.org/vaping.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
One of the hot topics these days is long-range shooting. Now, I want to make the distinction between long-range shooting and long-range hunting, and we'll get into that in just a minute because our next guest is my friend Ryan Kleckner, and we agree on this. I mean, you shoot long-range, you bang steel out there, you're a former Special Forces sniper dude who's done all that stuff, and now you teach it. Oh, and by the way, you're also an attorney who does all sorts of stuff in the gun space, but let's talk for a minute about long-range shooting versus hunting.
Okay. I like to draw the line at
If your biggest risk is missing the target, you're long-range shooting. And if your biggest risk is spooking the animal you're hunting, I don't think the two should be mixed.
I like it. Now, people will say, okay, so what's the number? What's the range where you say, okay, that's too far for me? How do you, here's the question, how do you figure that out?
I love this. This is the best lawyer answer I give on a regular basis. It is, it depends. It depends on your skill. It depends on the caliber and rifle you have.
And the situation. Let me give you the situation. This year, I did not get my mule deer. There was a very nice buck, and he was 300 yards. That's point blank for the rifle I'm shooting. And I can hit a target at 300 yards without any problem at all. So the distance was fine, but I'm on this side hill, and I am trying to get my shooting sticks in a rest. And I am literally sliding down the hill. And, oh, yeah, he's trotting across the face of a hill over there. So he's moving, and I'm sliding on my butt, and I can't get steady. And eventually I said, you know what? This is just not the day to take the shot. Of course, I know you like to get close.
I do. I grew up bow hunting. I grew up bare bow hunting. We didn't even have sights on our bows. I think the challenge for me in the fun is the getting close. 200 yards is really far for me to want to be shooting at an animal. And it's not because I don't have the skill to do it. That's just not the hunt I like. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay with other people having different types of hunts. As long as you're respecting the animal, you're making as humane of a shot as possible, and you're harvesting the meat for yourself and your family, who am I to complain?
Well, there you go. All right, so long-range shooting, which really I would say is long-range competition for the most part, is hugely popular these days, and I would say it's because it's hard.
Very true. Yeah, there's a lot going into long-range shooting that attracts people to it, and unfortunately, though, I think that so many people are misled by this mystical idea of what I like to call this magic sniper dust that you can sprinkle on a rifle, is I think people are attracted to that. I think people are attracted to the challenge. People are attracted to the figuring out wind and moving targets and what, you know, minutes and mils and adjusting scopes and different environmental effects. That's fun. We like shooting, so of course we like to get into the nuances of this. And in this long-range shooting competitions or even just going out to the range yourself, you get a chance to work with all that, and it's neat, and it's neat to fail, learn why you failed, and get better next time.
How much of it is gear, and how much of it is skill?
There is a certain amount of gear required. You're not going to be successful at long-range shooting with a 1911 pistol, for example. You're going to need a rifle. You're going to need a rifle scope, if you want to get into some of the things that we cover in my books. Mm-hmm. You can do it with iron sights, but I talk about scopes. And you're going to need a scope that adjusts what it's supposed to adjust. So if you turn the turrets and you adjust it up 1 mil, for example, the scope needs to adjust 1 mil, or else you're not going to have fruitful results with what you're doing.
Am I hearing you say that not all scopes do that?
That is correct, yeah, and the less expensive scopes don't do that. Now, you don't need the most expensive scope, but you need a good enough scope to get what you're doing. My advice is usually spend more on the scope than the rifle. Modern rifles shoot really well. We've kind of figured out how to make good guns now.
Isn't that amazing?
And I think a used rifle can be sold better than a used scope, too. So I'd rather someone stretch their budget a little on the scope and then maybe buy a gun underneath what they think their abilities might be,
okay,
shoot the snot out of the gun, and when they're ready to upgrade, they can sell a used gun fairly easily and then put a nicer, newer, better gun underneath that same scope.
Ah.
The opposite is really hard to do. Nobody wants to buy a used scope. You're kind of stuck with that scope once you buy it.
Interesting.
So get a nice scope, get a good enough rifle, shoot the heck out of it, and even if you do shoot so much that you shoot the barrel out of a rifle, which, by the way, I hear people talk about being worried about all the time, and hardly anyone shoots enough to actually do that. But if you do wear the gun out, great. Now you get yourself a nicer, newer gun, and the same scope, because you bought a good enough one, is going to be just fine for that rifle, too.
All right, so you wrote the book, Long Range Shooting Handbook, and now we have the brand new Advanced Long Range Shooting. What's the difference, and what makes it advanced?
Great question. Chapter 3 of the Advanced Long Range Shooting book is titled, This Book Isn't Advanced.
Well, wait. That doesn't sound like that's a truth in advertising thing here.
Yeah, I know. And I even started, the chapter starts, I even say something to the effect, before you flip back to the cover to make sure that, you know, for sure the word advanced appears in the cover, here's what I mean. So this book took 10 years. So I wrote the Long Range Shooting Handbook almost 10 years ago. In February of next year, it'll be 10 years ago. And I promised this follow-on book, and it took me forever to write it. And one reason is I had lots of things going on in life, but the other reason was, I kind of felt like a fraud for the advanced stuff. I'm kind of the basics guy. I'm the guy that says, sure, the spin of the earth technically affects your bullet at distance, but you need to stop thinking about that because you're going to miss the shot by making a bad shot more than you are by not calculating the spin of the earth. So stop worrying about the nuances. Here's the basics. Go enjoy them. Go shoot. So when I came to the advanced stuff, there were years, Tom, where I was like, what do I call advanced, and how do I approach the advanced stuff? You know, I like to be the guy that breaks this seemingly complicated stuff down simply.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't jive with the word advanced. And so I finally realized that I could take all the advanced topics, like engaging moving targets or things like aerodynamic jump that most people I talk to don't realize what happens. That's the vertical change in your bullet's impact due to sideways wind. So, yes, like a wind from the right can actually affect your bullet up and down. So
get out of town.
Getting into those nuanced topics are advanced, but I approach them in a simple way. And I kind of end that chapter by saying my goal is for you to finish this book and say to yourself, that wasn't so advanced because you understood it. And it's the opposite is true. If you finish the book and say, wow, that was some advanced stuff, then I think I failed.
So we can agree that the information in advanced long-range shooting is actually information that's out there. There are other ways to get it, but what you've done is put it together in a way that's comprehensible and maybe in a structured way so people can start here and work their way through and go, okay, what's the next thing I need to know?
That's really fair. Yeah, there's a few things in here that I think are my unique way of looking at things, but I can't prove that no one else has ever thought that way before. And there's a couple terms I introduce that other instructors have surely taught before, but I say we have never agreed on a term for this, so I propose this term. Let's just use this term for here. So there's a few of those points. But, you know, the rest of this is things that exist, things that people know that exist, like wind, for example. In the first book, I had a chapter on wind, one chapter. And being honestly critical of myself, I've never taught wind well because I taught it with the mindset of you kind of got to see it. I use the example of the movie The Matrix. You know, you got to keep practicing. You got to keep looking at it. You got to look at the mirage. You got to see what the bullet does. You got to do this. And eventually someday it's going to click and you're going to just see the Matrix. You're going to see the wind. And that's a horrible way to teach wind.
Doesn't sound very helpful, I got to tell you.
No. And so I would practice with students, and I'd say, well, you could do this formula, and you could do this, but the wind's not going to, you're not going to know it, and so here's a place to start, but you got to practice. And I just never liked it. So this book has four chapters on wind, for example. I break it down into chunks. Like one chapter is just how to measure the magnitude, the direction, and the speed of the wind. And I spend a whole chapter on how you can use tools and what you can do and get the net effect. And then I get into a whole other chapter of this concept of gun number, where instead of making a wind call based off the speed, you're figuring something out about your rifle first, and you kind of come at it backwards. And I try to explain it and give examples so that people can apply it to their shooting.
All right, here's a question. Let me back up. You talk about coming up with different terms and all. What you're describing is what I've seen on the range a lot of times with instructors is, one instructor is telling a student something and it's not working, and the next instructor comes over and tells them the same thing but in a different way, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I get that now.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't want to get into the nuance of it because I don't want it to sound complicated, but mm-hmm. Have you ever used the term gun number to figure out a mile per hour gun number?
I have not. That's new to me.
So I won't explain what it is, not to try and hide the ball, but because it's probably too much. But the concept is, instead of figuring out your ballistic profile, what your bullet does, and then doing some calculation based on the miles per hour of wind and the distance and getting a drift, you can use ballistic software to tweak the numbers to find out at what wind speed your gun deviates about a tenth of a mil per 100 yards. And you can actually find that number.
Hmm.
And when you find that number, you can say, oh, I have a 5 mile an hour gun, for example. And that tells you that in the 5 mile an hour wind, your gun and your bullet combination drift about a tenth of a mil per 100 yards. So sure enough, you walk out, you see a 5 mile an hour wind, and you're shooting at 400 yards. You know it's a 0.4 mil hold.
Huh.
Because it's a tenth of a mil per 100. And okay. If it's a 10 mile an hour wind, you know it's a 0.8 mil hold. It's a really slick, quick way. And it's kind of the nouveau way to look at wind calling for guns. And I explain all this, how to calculate it, how to use it, and get some practicals. But the problem with gun number is it only works to a certain distance. Because we're making a linear change off of something that's an exponential change.
Yep,
it gets more and more.
Okay.
And so, for example, I found, and this is what other people have seen too, but gun number really only works to about double the distance for your gun number. So if you have a gun number of 5, I'm kind of in my head pretending that's 500 yards. It only works out to about 1,000 yards, double that 500 yards. After that, it really falls off. And after that, if you reduce the gun number by one digit, it seems to work again. And now other people have come across that, but I've never seen it formalized. So in the book, I write, I'm going to propose some new terms. Let's propose a term called gun number threshold. I'm going to call that double distance the gun number threshold because that's the limit to which gun number works. And then I go through and explain that.
You do understand how geeky this sounds, right?
Yeah, of course. But if you're getting into long-range shooting, this is the stuff that you need to know. And I have these pages and pages and charts and graphs, and I try to explain it simply. So I apologize if we got in the weeds, but that's an example.
I love it.
Proposing new terms because I can't talk through it without calling it something. So
sure.
I need to say, let's call it this for the sake of this conversation. And then I go through and give examples on those things. And it's hopefully that makes people think of calling for wind in an entirely different way than they've ever thought about it before.
I'm reminded of my daughter who got her undergraduate degree in recording industry at Middle Tennessee State, and she said, yeah, we had one class where we had to learn terms of how to describe sounds.
Yeah,
you got to have a vocabulary for what is that sound? I might hear it, but how do I describe it? And that's a lot of what you're doing here. So, okay, well, we got a thing here, but we got to find some way to communicate on this.
Correct.
Interesting. Okay, the book is Advanced Long Range Shootings by Ryan Kleckner. It's available on Amazon, available in paperback and in Kindle. And you can also do the package deal of getting both of them?
I think you can. Yeah, and in a few weeks I'll have autographed copies available on my website, but right now Amazon's the place to get it.
Okay, what's your website?
RyanKleckner.com.
Okay, and that is Kleckner with a C, just for people to know.
There you go. Man.
Very good. Well, I mean, it's great fun, and the first time that somebody hits a piece of steel out of 1,000 yards or beyond, and you get that huge smile, it's like, wow, I did that. That is just so rewarding.
I think you're exactly right. And if anything can be done by these books, it's to show people that it's completely doable. This isn't something that is special only to certain people. And I'm hoping that this encourages people to go out and try it and get it done themselves.
Well, as people are looking for their New Year's resolution or something new to do this year, maybe dipping their toe into long-range shooting, and there are a lot of ranges around, a lot of places you can do it, grab copies of both your books, and they can start that way.
I love it.
Ryan Kleckner, thanks so much. That was a fun interview. Ryan, of course, is just a fun guy to be around. Obviously, an incredibly good shooter. You don't get to do special forces sniper work without being a really good shooter. But knows how to teach, and he's just an avid hunter. And as I say, also an attorney in the aviation, or not aviation, in the firearms world. I've run in back and forth between aviation and firearms. And I actually find there's a lot of carryover, particularly when it comes to risk management, and I talk about that. It's like, okay, if this doesn't feel right, maybe we shouldn't be doing it. We have a thing in aviation, we call it get-home-itis, or get-there-itis, same deal. It's basically pushing aside your concerns, your safety concerns, because you feel an urge to get there. If I don't take off now, I know the weather's iffy, but if I don't take off now, it's going to cause me an inconvenience. We may have to stay overnight. We may have to, on and on and on. It's a mindset that you have to be aware of and guard against. It's not exactly complacency, it's something else, but in shooting in the farms world, we have mindsets that we have to watch out for. I think complacency being one of the big ones. I've done this 1,000 times. I'm okay doing this. Oh, look, wow, I just swept my buddy with the muzzle, and I didn't mean to because I wasn't focused. I had a flight instructor when I was trying to get my private pilot license many, many years ago. He said something that stuck with me because it goes across aviation and guns. He said, when you are in a hurry, you are in danger. I went, huh. When you're in a hurry around guns, you most certainly are increasing the risk. I've heard from people who say, yeah, I was in a hurry leaving the range. I left my gun on the bench and drove home without it. Whoa. Whoa. Take a minute. Slow down. Catch your breath. Walk around. Look. We call it a dummy check. Did we leave anything on the ground? Did we leave anything laying around? Just, you know, things like that. The mental aspect of this, I think, is not talked about a lot. But I think it's critical, whether it's self-defense or recreational shooting or storing guns or anything else. The four rules of gun safety always apply. You should know them. You should memorize them. You should be able to recite them. And you should absolutely always observe them.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
YouTube. Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What were the biggest stories of the year? Has Donald Trump set up an economic powerhouse for the coming year? We'll answer these questions and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
It's breaking right now. It reminds me, we talk about safety, security, don't outsource your safety, being self-reliant. And I realize that self-reliance is not convenient. It often isn't. It requires more work on your part, more dollars on your part. it's just inconvenient. The story right now is that San Francisco power outage puts 130,000 in the dark as self-driving car service stops vehicles in the street. At this time, we are unable to provide a precise time frame for full restoration. Our power went out here this week. We had massive windstorms, trees, thousands of trees, tens of thousands of trees down everywhere. Our power went out and was out at our house for 55 hours. Almost, let's call it 2.5 days. No electricity. And while slightly inconvenient, I have a whole house generator. It kicked on and ran. Why do I have a whole house generator? Because, I don't know, I'm either prepared or paranoid. I don't know which it is. It doesn't really matter. I don't care. But we had lights. We had hot water. We were able to continue and do what we needed to do. And it ran just fine. I come from hurricane country. I'm used to that. That's why I have a generator there. That's why I have a generator here. In the just in case. I don't let my gas tank in my car get below half. Ever. Why is that? Well, because if something happens and I need to get away from wherever it is I am, I have a half a tank. I can get 100, 200 miles away. So in our family, we don't let our gas tanks get below half. Inconvenient? Yes. It means I have to fill up more often. Just make it part of your lifestyle. It's what you do. I am the guy who takes responsibility for my safety and the responsibility for my family's safety. They know that. I carry two flashlights. I carry a tourniquet. I carry gauze. I have a full first aid kit in my car. I have three fire extinguishers in my car. I have two sleeping bags in my car as I'm speaking to you right now because it's winter. What is the likelihood of ever needing that? I don't know, but I guarantee you it's not zero. The chances are not zero. And if you need them, you need them. It's a mindset thing. You got to figure it out. You got to say, okay, this is what I do. I like this game. Whatever you want to do. Whatever the mind games you have to do to get yourself there. I like being that person. I like my self-image of being the prepared person or being the one that people count on. The one that, oh, yeah, I've got an extra flashlight for you because you didn't think ahead and didn't have a flashlight with you when the power went out for 55 hours. And, yeah, I carry a gun or two. Why? Do you want to shoot somebody? No, I don't want to shoot anybody. I also don't want them to shoot me. Okay? I have no other way of making them not shoot me if somebody decides they're going to shoot me or knife me or club me. But if I have a gun, I have a way of making them change their behavior. Don't want to shoot anybody, but I'm certainly willing to if that's what it takes to protect me, keep them from hurting my family. It's really a you equation. You have to figure out what works for you. You have to figure out where you want to be on the scale of depending upon somebody else to take care of you, to provide your electricity, provide your safety, to provide your water, provide whatever. And then what are you going to do when that's not there? Because sometimes it's not. I don't know. You got to figure it out for yourself. If you want to join me to talk about that, call me right now. We'll get you on the after show. Call me at Tom Talk Gun. In the meantime, get out there, do a little shopping, buy something, call your gun store, say, what do you got that you want to unload at a good price right now? I'll make you a deal. Merry Christmas to all of you. We'll see you on the backside, okay? Be safe.
While the holiday season can be hectic, finding the right gift doesn't have to be. In fact, the perfect holiday gift can be found at your local jeweler's. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America explains.
Jewelry is more than a gift. It's a symbol of love and a physical connection to memories. Unlike fast fashion and other such gifts, jewelry endures for generations, ensuring it can be treasured not just today, but for years to come. Top gifts this year are gold earrings, silver bracelets, and everyday diamond jewelry.
What else should we know?
The most important step is to shop with a reputable jeweler, like someone who's a member of Jewelers of America. They'll help you find the perfect gift for your loved ones and help bring the sparkle back to gift giving.
For more information and to find a jeweler near you, visit jewelers.org. That's jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Talks in Florida Sunday described as candid and productive as President Trump welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Trump quick to point out that Russian President Vladimir Putin has not yet agreed to a ceasefire.
But I think we're finding ways that we can get around that. But I understand President Putin from that standpoint. You know, you have to understand the other side. And, you know, I'm on the side of peace. I'm on the side of stopping the war. So, but I think that's a problem that's going to get solved, yeah.
President Trump says he had a very productive conversation with the Russian president.
President Putin was very generous in his feeling toward Ukraine succeeding, including supplying energy, electricity, and other things at very low prices. So a lot of good things came out of that call today. But they were in the works for 2 weeks with Steve and with Jared and Marco and everybody.
Top diplomats from Thailand and Cambodia have started talks in China to address their border dispute. Now, the meeting comes after a new ceasefire was signed, halting weeks of fighting that killed more than 100 people and displaced nearly 500,000 people in the region. The talks, mediated by China's foreign minister Wang Yi, aim to ensure a lasting peace. China, along with the U.S. and Malaysia, seeks to mediate that crisis. Authorities say two helicopters collided midair over southern New Jersey Sunday midday, killing one person, leaving another critically injured. Hamilton Police Department says rescue teams responded quickly to the report of that incident just before noon hour. Video from the scene shows a chopper spinning rapidly as it went to the ground. More on the stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Powerful winter storm making life miserable for millions of people in the upper Midwest over to the eastern seaboard. Heavy snow, ice, freezing rain, and more. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovac says a sharp change in temperature being brought on by the massive cold coming in.
There are going to be some really big temperature changes over the next several days. The high temperature today across Dallas is forecast to be in the lower 80s. But tomorrow, by Monday, the temperatures are in the middle 40s. And something and similar also across, like, Little Rock. Temperatures today, 72 on Sunday, and then 35 for a high on Monday. So that typically, the blue norther typically describes the very cold air that moves southward across the middle part of the country.
And winter rain lashing the Gaza Strip and flooding camps with ankle-deep puddles. Palestinians displaced by war try to stay dry. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, millions of Afghans are struggling as international aid cuts a lifeline many relied on for food and heating. Here's correspondent Andrew Stewart.
One resident in Kabul earns as much as $6 a day, selling socks in the Afghan capital. He's one of many affected by the halt in U.S. aid to programs like the World Food Program. The International Committee for the Red Cross says nearly half the Afghan population needed aid in 2025. The return of millions of refugees has exacerbated the situation, putting pressure on already scant resources.
Voters in Myanmar have gone to the polls in the first phase of the country's general election. Polls are being held under military rule amid the civil war there. Final results, though, will not be known until after two more rounds of voting are completed in January. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room.
with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
And so what he's saying, and I'm going to quote from his statement, he said that medical schools talk about nutrition but fail to teach it. We demand immediate, measurable reforms to embed nutrition education across every stage of medical training, hold institutions accountable for progress, and equip every future physician with the tools to prevent disease, not merely to treat it with pharmaceutical and surgical fixes. And he notes that, and I'm going to quote from what he has said, at the root of this crisis is nutrition. He wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. Heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and other diet-related illnesses kill 7 out of 10 Americans and consume nearly 90% of the healthcare budget. That's now more than $4 trillion per year. And it is, you know, we talk about a pandemic, COVID. Well, unlike COVID, this epidemic has been accumulating over decades, hollowing out the health of our people year after year. The science is indisputable, and the void is clear, but the medical profession has been reluctant to fill it. A 2022 survey in the Journal of Wellness found that medical students receive, on average, a mere 1.2 hours of formal nutrition education per year. And even among those specifically pursuing a degree in nutritional education, the figures are paltry, 2.9 hours per year. 3/4 of U.S. medical schools have no required clinical nutrition classes. Only 14% of residency programs, that's what you go through after medical school for your postgraduate training, only 14% of residency programs have a required nutrition curriculum. And so he is announcing that, and I quote, with the support of Education Secretary Linda McMahon, I'm calling on medical schools, residency programs, licensing boards, and assessment and accrediting bodies to overhaul their standards. They must embed rigorous, measurable nutrition education at every stage of medical training. And the reason that he's talking about licensing boards and assessment and accrediting bodies is because one excuse that medical schools give is they say, look, we have to teach so that our doctors can pass the test so that they can become licensed. And if you look at the licensing exams, there are scant questions on nutrition, less than 1%. So why teach students during a very, very crowded medical curriculum? Medical students say it's like drinking from a fire hose, you know, 3 years of preclinical and then you go on the wards. Why teach them something that's not going to help them pass the exam to become a doctor, to become accredited in their field? And then once you're a doctor, you have to go through something called maintenance of certification. You have to periodically get reaccredited. Then you take exams, but the exams cover the use of pharmaceutical drugs and surgical fixes and not nutrition. So why even bother to teach it? So it's important to change the way that we assess and accredit doctors to include things that relate to diet and lifestyle. He says the changes start with prerequisites for pre-med students and nutrition testing on the MCAT. That's the test that all pre-med students have to take to see if they get a good enough score to get into medical school. Well, there are no questions on nutrition. Says that RFK Jr. says that accreditors must then establish new standards for preclinical nutrition education, more hours of clinical nutrition training during clerkships, and specialty-specific nutrition requirements across all residency programs. Finally, these organizations must modify their assessment frameworks by increasing nutrition content on licensing board examinations, as well as continuing education and training. Okay? It says these are reasonable science-based reforms with countless peer-reviewed articles to back them up. So it's not, you know, hocus-pocus. It's not woo-woo. This is science-based. The chronic disease epidemic is the most urgent and costly health crisis in America today, so says RFK Jr. We can't afford another decade of delay. Reforming medical education to put nutrition at its core will equip the next generation of doctors, and I might add health professionals, because we're not just talking doctors, we're talking about all the ancillary health professionals, nurses, chiropractors. Chiropractors already get pretty good nutrition grounding in that field. Osteopathic physicians and physician assistants and nurse practitioners with the tools to restore the health of our nation to make America healthy. Again, signed RFK Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services, and I applaud that. But to underscore the problem, here's an article from last year. Fast food outlets and hospitals affiliated with U.S. medical schools, where patients and visitors and doctors and medical students actually eat. They did a survey in hospitals to find out how many of them had fast food outlets. And indeed, it turned out that 101 medical schools, that's 69%, reportedly hosted at least one fast food restaurant associated with hospitals at which students rotate. And they found that only 45 schools, that's 31%, a considerable minority, reported no fast food restaurants in any affiliated hospitals. The five most common fast food restaurants reported were Starbucks, where, yeah, you can get coffee, but you can also get all kinds of hyper-sweetened beverages and lots of baked goods. You can get Subway. You can get Chick-fil-A. You can get Au Bon Pain. Or McDonald's at many hospital fast food restaurants. And when it came to surveying medical students, the majority, around 60%, either strongly or somewhat agreed with a statement that it is unacceptable for fast food restaurants to be in hospitals. So the majority of the teaching hospitals affiliated with schools have at least one fast food restaurant on site. And that could be, you know, a modest goal to at least up their game when it comes to the food that's available to doctors, patients, medical students, and visitors at hospitals. They're doing a terrible job on that. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and shortly we're going to take some of your recorded questions via 877-726-8255. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, the best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that kyolic-aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic-aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. It's a holiday weekend. And good news for Intelligent Medicine listeners, savings are coming because we're going to have our annual Labor Day sale at my online full script supplement dispensary. From September 1st through 3rd, you can enjoy savings on the supplement catalog that I curated and trust during our Labor Day sale at drhoffmanstore.com. I'll be offering 10% off all products plus free shipping September 1st through 3rd. Products are carefully vetted via full script never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. It's a safe, secure way to get your supplements. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 3 days only, September 1st through 3rd. drhoffmanstore.com. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of our recorded questions. Let's hear it.
I have a pain in my side and wondered what could be causing it. It started a year ago, had a muscle spasm. I think that's over with. This is a different thing, and it's in a different part of the side called flank pain. I was in the emergency about a week and a half ago, and they called it flank pain. They did a CT scan and said that things are normal. I went in for a cortisone shot, and Medicare said this item or service is not covered for your condition. It could be something I got a cortisone shot before and it worked. My friend thought it might be appendicitis, but the CT scan said my organs are normal. I wondered what could be done and what you would recommend that I do.
Okay, so, you know, good question. So, flank pain in medicine is synonymous with risk to the kidneys because the kidneys are located on your side. And so typically when people show up with a complaint of flank pain, they are given tests to see if there are either stones in the kidneys or perhaps even kidney cancer. And the job of doctors in evaluating flank pain is, unfortunately, just to rule out the more serious possibilities. And a CT scan is actually a pretty good way of finding out if you have appendicitis. If you have a negative CT scan, it's virtually impossible to have appendicitis. And that occurs a little bit, you know, more towards the center. A little, you know, right-sided lower abdominal pain is associated with appendicitis. So here's the problem, is that conventional medicine does a pretty good job at making sure that you're not headed to a catastrophic problem. And in the emergency room, they do their job, they evaluate you, and then they send you out. And so, yeah, you can get a cortisone shot. That's not covered by Medicare, unfortunately. That will reduce the inflammation, temporarily relieve the problem. But it doesn't get at the underlying problem. And the way to deal with flank pain, especially since much of flank pain is a problem with the core muscles that support your spine and keep you upright. And unfortunately, people don't pay enough attention to their core. And physical therapy is the right way to address chronic flank pain. And so that, I think, is not so much the concern of mainstream medicine, but what you need is a prescription for physical therapy to strengthen that core and to stretch those muscles to reduce inflammation. Yeah, you could take magnesium to reduce spasm. You could take essential fatty acids and anti-inflammatory herbs like curcumin or SPM, specific pro-resolving mediators. These are some of the things that may help. Ache Action, a supplement made by Protocol for Life Balance, also can be helpful for pain. But the mainstream, the main way to deal with it is through proper physical therapy and exercise. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Fed Chair Jay Powell seems like he's straight out of Reservoir Dogs, stuck in the middle.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
With inflation on one side and unemployment on the other, Jay Powell's acting clueless. With a dual mandate coming in from both sides, there's not much else he can do.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by.
Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Remember? No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What were the biggest stories of the year? Has Donald Trump set up an economic powerhouse for the coming year? We'll answer these questions and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. I hope you're having a safe and healthy holiday weekend. Here's a story about the relationship between consumption of potatoes and diabetes. The highly vaunted low-carb diet is a way to address the risk for type 2 diabetes and its precursor, metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance, which may lead to type 2 diabetes. But this study looks at a form of carbohydrates and its relationship to type 2 diabetes risk. It's an interesting study. A massive U.S. study revealed that there is a relationship between potatoes and diabetes. When it came to boiled, baked, and mashed potatoes, they were not associated with a substantially increased risk, according to researchers. But French fries were. Okay. They say here that potatoes contain several nutrients, including fiber, vitamin C, and magnesium, but they also have a high starch content and therefore a high glycemic index. So they've been linked to a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. But it's about the preparation method for potatoes. And this big study, it looked at 205,000 health professionals in studies carried out between 1984 and 2021. And participants were free of diabetes, heart disease, or cancer at the beginning of the study. And then they were followed up for 40 years, during which over 22,000 people were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And so they tried to find out, what was it about the potatoes? Was it the potatoes per se, or was it the preparation method? And here's what they found. They found that after adjusting for lifestyle and dietary factors related to diabetes risk, the researchers found that for every 3 weekly servings of total potato, that would include French fries, but also other types of potato, the rate of type 2 diabetes increased by 5%. Okay, that's just somewhat of an increase, but remember, that includes all forms of potatoes. And these days, where do most people get most of their potatoes? Mostly, if you look at statistics, the largest proportion of potatoes that people consume in the United States are in the form of French fries. Boiled potatoes, baked potatoes, even mashed potatoes, boring for a lot of people, right? So they eat a lot of French fries. However, for every 3 weekly servings of French fries, the rate of increased risk of type 2 diabetes increased by 20%. All right? Now, they also looked at the replacement of total potato with whole grains. If you replaced potatoes with whole grains, that lowered the risk of type 2 diabetes by 8%. Notwithstanding that whole grains contain starch and are a form of carbohydrate, but substituting baked, boiled, or mashed potatoes with whole grains lowered the rate by 4%. Replacing French fries with whole grains lowered the rate by 19%. So you see, simply getting rid of French fries make a big difference. Replacing total potatoes or baked, boiled, or mashed potatoes with white rice, not good, was associated with an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Now, here's a problem that I have with this study. A problem that I have with this study is that how do people consume French fries? French fries are often consumed with a lot of other junky foods, but they say that they corrected for dietary factors related to diabetes risk. They tried. They tried to do that in the studies. But how do you consume French fries? Unlike whole grains, you know, if you're having like brown rice, do you pour a lot of ketchup on the brown rice? Probably not. But when you consume French fries, you often consume French fries with a lot of ketchup. Alternatively, you may consume the French fries with mayonnaise. That's kind of like European style. Europeans like mayo on their French fries, and that's a big dollop of fat. But when it comes to ketchup, 1 tablespoon of ketchup has 4 grams of sugar. So for each tablespoon of ketchup that you use, you add 15 calories to the already heavy caloric load in the French fries. So, you know, no wonder French fries pack a wallop. They're also fried in oil, and oil is extremely caloric, right? So there's a lot of controversy about whether we should go back to frying French fries in lard, as was originally done. And there's problems with fried foods. There's a study, deep frying cooking oils promote high risk of metastases in breast cancer. They're abbreviated RCO, repeatedly heated cooking oils. And, you know, these oils, they can be pricey, and they're used again and again and again and again in fast food eateries until they become so gunked up that they have to be replaced. Repeatedly heated cooking oils, RCOs, produce various byproducts containing polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons and aldehydes, well known to be carcinogenic, mutagenic, and tumorigenic. And they did a study that looked at the consumption of RCOs, repeatedly heated cooking oils, and they found that there was a higher risk of breast cancer. There was a higher risk of breast cancer metastases when these were consumed. So this is a problem. They also looked at the effects of different types of frying oils, and they found that the dangers of these oils were related to their unsaturated fatty acid content. The oils that are more polyunsaturated include corn oil and also various types of liquid oils, so-called vegetable oils. The ones that were less saturated, the ones that were more saturated, turned out to be better. Palm oil, peanut oil, to some extent soybean oil. But when it comes to saturation, you've got safflower oil, you've got corn oil. The so-called cheaper oils are the ones that are more problematic. And they found that compared with other frying oils, soybean oil produced relatively low amounts of harmful substances and had less negative impact on quality of fried products. So there's this big seed oil controversy, and a lot of people are saying we've got to get rid of seed oils, and in fact, RFK Jr. has come down in favor of replacing seed oils with good old-fashioned lard. But there are problems, too, associated with lard. So maybe that's not the answer. Here's a study. Auto-oxidation of cholesterol in tallows, like beef tallow or bacon rind oil, heated under deep frying conditions. And what they found was samples of beef tallow were taken from deep fat fryers while they were in use. Of the original cholesterol, 25% was destroyed during cooking and partly transformed into, this is a mouthful, 3-beta-5-6-beta-trihydroxy-5-alpha-cholestane, 7-alpha-hydroxy-7-beta-hydroxy-7-oxocholesterol, and 7-oxocholesta-3-5-diene, as well as cholesterol epoxides, all of which are highly toxic. So frying comes with certain hazards. Deep frying is problematic. So it's not simply a matter of adding calories from fat. It's also the deleterious effects on your organs and cells of some of these oils. This item, one of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days, is men's health. And it turns out that men are taking it on the chin when it comes to their health needs. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these concerns. Well, I'm happy to report the Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue with a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, as usual for them, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. There's Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function. Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function. Prostate B provides targeted nutritional antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. We're about to do a podcast on the subject with Neil Levin from Protocol for Life Balance, so listen for that podcast on men's health. For more information or order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number. And I believe coming up, we have a question about how to minimize the side effects of blood pressure medication. It's a sad truth that for people over 50, virtually the majority of people are taking blood pressure medication. Is it overkill? There's new guidelines from the American Heart Association for early treatment of not just high blood pressure, but borderline blood pressure. Is it warranted, and are there alternatives? When we return, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend to use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements specifically designed to support women's health, myo-inositol powder, progesterone cream, and D-mannose capsules and powder. Myo-inositol powder supports healthy ovarian function, progesterone cream supports a healthy skin appearance, and D-mannose helps to maintain normal urinary tract health. For more information and to learn about other Protocol for Life Balance products that support women's health, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What were the biggest stories of the year? Has Donald Trump set up an economic powerhouse for the coming year? We'll answer these questions and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides. DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we got a question. Let's hear it.
How to minimize BP tablet medication side effects?
Okay, well, yes, there are side effects associated with blood pressure medications. You can have, in some cases, they may cause some degree of fatigue. If you overshoot the mark, you can have lightheadedness. Generally, people taking blood pressure medications report a bit of a slowing down. And if you take diuretics, well, you take them, and then sometimes you have to wake up at night to pee a lot. And that's not great for your overall well-being. And sleep deprivation or sleep interruption can actually make the blood pressure worse. So, you know, how do you minimize the side effects? Well, one of the ways to minimize the side effects is to be sparing about the use of blood pressure medication and to use natural methods to avoid requiring blood pressure medication. But they've actually changed the guidelines on this. There are new U.S. hypertension guidelines, the first since 2017, and they keep moving the goalposts. The history of this is that in 2017, the guidelines made waves by dropping the recommended level from 140, that's the systolic blood pressure, that's the first number. So your blood pressure is 140 over 80. They then dropped the recommended level to 130 based on a study called SPRINT, and that threshold remains, but some studies have now suggested that patients can benefit from even lower levels. So doctors may become even more aggressive, targeting 120 as the ideal blood pressure. And that's based on evidence that there is certainly a higher risk of heart disease and stroke associated with high blood pressure. You know, if you don't treat high blood pressure, you can develop congestive heart failure. Your heart muscle just gets tired, it gets worn out, and you develop congestive heart failure. Also, certainly a higher risk of stroke with high blood pressure. But the new The new think on this is that even borderline high blood pressure can increase the risk for cognitive dysfunction and dementia. So there's going to be a push for more aggressive blood pressure lowering. But the new guidelines actually emphasize lifestyle, reduce sodium, either no alcohol or minimize your alcohol intake, manage stress with exercise, meditation, breathing control, yoga, reduce your body weight by 5%. If you do so, a lot of people can get off blood pressure medication. 5% body weight reduction for a 200-pound individual is just a 10-pound weight loss. Follow a healthy diet. Increase physical activity. Yeah, that's going to help your blood pressure. And make sure you monitor your blood pressure at home because you might have white coat hypertension and that reading might be spurious in the doctor's office. Things, natural things that can help you lower blood pressure, magnesium, coenzyme Q10, fish oil may be helpful for lowering blood pressure. One of our sponsors makes chiolic aged garlic extract, which has been shown to lower blood pressure. And a secret, too, is new study, and this is building on information that has been around for a long time, beetroot juice's blood pressure secret. Well, it turns out a study from the University of Exeter in England found that regular consumption of beetroot juice may help lower blood pressure in adults over 60. How, by how much? A 7-point drop in their systolic blood pressure. So that can make all the difference in the world between a blood pressure that induces your doctor to want to pull the trigger and give you a medication that can make you feel tired or debilitate you versus control of blood pressure with natural lifestyle measures. For those who find the taste of beetroot juice grody, there are beetroot supplements, nitric oxide supplements. Other foods rich in nitrates include spinach, arugula, which I consume daily in a salad, fennel, celery, kale. They may provide similar benefits. So, yeah, there are some workarounds for high blood pressure. All right, 877-726-8255 as we head towards Labor Day. Remember that Labor Day sale, savings coming from September 1st through 3rd. You can enjoy savings on my full script supplement dispensary. You can access it at DeerHoffmanStore.com. That's DeerHoffmanStore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 3 days only, September 1st through 3rd, DeerHoffmanStore.com. You can find, you know, some of the supplements we mentioned here, such as beetroot supplements available there. And you can sometimes avert being placed on blood pressure medication. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, coming up next hour, we're going to take a look at a fascinating study that looks at natural ways to slow cognitive decline. It's pretty clear now that lifestyle and diet, exercise, sleep, stress reduction have a big impact on your likelihood of developing cognitive decline in Alzheimer's. We'll take up those studies when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down if you give your body the right support. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure fights back against the forces of time, restoring your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer. To order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman.
use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Fed Chair Jay Powell seems like he's straight out of Reservoir Dogs, stuck in the middle.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
With inflation on one side and unemployment on the other, Jay Powell's acting clueless. With a dual mandate coming in from both sides, there's not much else he can do.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got you.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you could support the veteran in your life.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump warning Venezuela's president he is prepared to further escalate the pressure campaign on the Maduro government with the stated purpose of stemming the flow of illegal drugs from that country to ours. Meanwhile, Venezuelan parliament approving a measure that criminalizes a broad range of activities that can hinder navigation and commerce in the South American country, such as the seizure of oil tankers. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick strongly defends the president's aggressive action.
We lost 100,000 people last year to fentanyl and opioids, 4,000 Pennsylvanians. These narco-terrorists, these cartels, these are heavily armed cartels with military capability in many cases.
Student loan borrowers who find themselves in default may soon have their wages garnished. More on that story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Beginning in early January, the Trump administration will start sending notices to approximately 1,000 federal student loan borrowers in default, with more notices to come at an increasing scale each month. The government must give borrowers 30 days' notice before their wages can be garnished. The Education Department said it will begin collection activities only after student and parent borrowers have been provided sufficient notice and opportunity to repay their loans. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Just plain nasty weather in a good chunk of the United States. Powerful winter storm driving past the plains now. Heavy snow, ice, and rain. Blizzard conditions and whiteout conditions in part of the upper Midwest. Snowfall could exceed a foot and reach 2 feet near Lake Superior. System expected to bring freezing rain into the New England area. More on these stories, townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
U.S. reportedly spending $1.2 trillion on welfare programs in fiscal 2025, money intended to help individuals and families experiencing hardship.
So where does all the money go? I mean, and yet we still have, what, 30 million people in poverty?
That is economist Steve Moore, who argues the government spending of that trillion annually to combat poverty has been ineffective.
Whatever we're doing in Washington isn't pulling people out of poverty. It's not working. And look, this is very simple, folks. I'm just a simple-minded economist. The best way to pull people out of poverty, you know how the best way to do it? Get him a job.
As technology distracts, polarizes, and automates, a lot of people still finding refuge on analog islands in the so-called digital sea. The holdouts span the generation gaps, uniting elderly and middle-aged enclaves born in the pre-internet times. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Tough day in New Jersey.
Two helicopters crash in New Jersey Sunday morning, and what the FAA says was a mid-air collision that killed one pilot and critically injured another. Video from the scene shows a helicopter spinning rapidly to the ground. The Hamilton Police Department says rescuers responded to a report of an aviation crash at about 11:25 a.m. Police and fire crews extinguished flames that engulfed one of the helicopters. The FAA says it was a mid-air collision between two Enstrom helicopters, one an F-28A, the other a 280C, over Hamilton Municipal Airport. Only the pilots were on board each aircraft. I'm Julie Walker.
Man accused of placing pipe bombs in Washington on the eve of the January 6, 2021 riot, telling investigators he believed someone needed to speak up for the people. More on these stories, townhall.com.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with a New Year's Eve offering from one of radio's greatest comedies. And later we introduce our latest five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline starring Bob Bailey. The host of this opening series was born in Chicago way back in 1894, so in the first decade of the 20th century he was already in his teens. And he was already an accomplished violinist. That's right, Jack Benny really could play the violin. His musical ineptness was just a gag. Young Jack, whose given name was Benjamin Kubelski, first earned money playing music on local stages. That led to work on vaudeville, and even performed while serving in the U.S. Navy during the First World War. In 1932, he was hired to serve as the MC for the musical series known as the Canada Dry Program. That was the beginning of about a quarter of a century or so on radio. And over the years, he picked up his talented supporting cast. Mary Livingston, also Mrs. Jack Benny, was there from near the beginning. Announcer Don Wilson joined in 1934. Phil Arrows came along 2 years later, followed by Eddie Rochester Anderson. As to the series' featured vocalist, the first was Kenny Baker, but most folks today remember Dennis Day. He joined the Benny cast in 1939 and continued to work with Jack for the rest of his radio run, plus his 15 seasons on television. Dennis even starred in his own radio show for 5 years in the late 40s, early 50s. Well, this fun Jack Benny offering originally played on New Year's Eve of 1950.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, in a few short hours, it will be 1951, and another year will have passed into history. Yes, as the saying goes, time and tide wait for no man. So now we bring you a man who hasn't tried his luck with tide, but who has licked time, and here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking. Now, Don,
step away from the microphone and let Phil get on.
But, Jack...
Don, I said, step away from the microphone and let Phil on.
But, Jack, why do you want Phil on so early?
Because this is New Year's Eve, and if we don't get him on fast, we may not have him at all. Believe me.
Now, wait a minute, Jackson. I heard what you said, and that may be true of the old Phil Harris. Harris the ne'er-do-well.
I see.
But I want you to know that the leopard has changed his spots.
Really, Phil?
Yes. For the year 1951, I'm going to be a new man. I'm going to spend more time around the house, devote myself to gardening. And who knows, someday my petunia bed may be the envy of the entire community.
Phil,
there is nothing more soul-satisfying than planting a seed. Watching the little plant push its tender leaves through Mother Earth and blossom into a fragrant flower.
Phil, let me look at something there, will you?
A colorful bloom lifting its dew-kissed petals toward the warmth of the morning sun. Nature in all
her
glory.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Phil! You've got a script from Life Can Be Beautiful.
Oh.
Here's our script.
Well, here I am a bum again.
Yeah.
Jackson, tonight are we going
to... Wait till I walk back to my microphone.
Now cut that out!
Musicians.
Jack, they were whistling at me.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mary.
Happy New Year, Don.
Same to you, Mary.
Happy New Year, Phil. Phil, what are you daydreaming about?
Have you noticed the rich crimson colors of the poinsettias this year?
Phil, put down that script.
What script? I'm auditioning for a seed company.
Well, not now. We have a very special sketch to do tonight.
Oh, Jack. What? I got a letter from Mama this morning, and she wants me to thank you for the Christmas present you sent her.
Oh, good, good. Your mother, what does the Harriet Craig of Plainfield have to say?
I've got it right here. I'll read it to you. My darling daughter, Mary, just a few lines to let you know that we had a wonderful Christmas and hope you had the same. Yeah. Please thank Jack for the present he sent us. It brightened up our whole Christmas.
What did he send them, Mary?
A light bulb.
60 watts.
Tell Jack we appreciate it very much, and it goes with the socket he sent us last year.
Yeah.
We had the whole family here for dinner on Christmas Day. And your cousin Martha came with her new husband, who is quite famous. He once wrote Lincoln's Gettysburg Address on the head of a pin.
Well.
I know a lot of people have done it before, but he's the only one who ever did it with a typewriter.
Well, now that's ridiculous. What else, Mary?
We've had a terrible cold spell. And has been causing a lot of damage on the farm. For the last few weeks, we've been getting nothing but broken eggs.
Broken eggs?
The ground is so cold, the hens are laying them standing up.
Gee. Your mother's really going tonight, isn't she?
No other news, so we're closed now. Wishing you and Jack a very happy new year. Your loving mother, Mama.
Say, Mary.
Wait a minute, Jack. There's more.
Oh.
Yes. Mary, I heard the program where you said grass rake instead of grease rag. Mm-hmm. How could you make a mistake like that when your sister Babe runs one?
You know, Mary, one thing about your mother. Come in. Well, look who's here. Well, hello, Dennis.
Do you mind if I sing my song right away? I'm in a hurry.
In a hurry? What for?
This New Year's Eve, Bob. I gotta keep rolling.
What?
Wanna have a quick one with me, Phil? Dennis! Step aside, kid.
Dennis, what's come over you?
Pucker up, Liv. I'm gonna hang one on you.
Dennis, Dennis! What happened to you?
When I got off the bus, I bumped my head.
Oh.
It feels so good. I hope I can get the same bus going home.
I hope so.
It was a sunset bus.
Look, look, Dennis.
Once I did it on the Wiltshire bus. What a hangover.
All right, all right. Now, hold it. Dennis, what did you say when you first came in here?
Oh, I said, can I sing my song now? I'm in a hurry.
Look, kid, I heard your song at rehearsal and the orchestra was out of tune.
Hold it, Scrooge. Hold it.
Scrooge?
Look, Jackson, you can stop being sarcastic because in 1951 I'm making a lot of changes to improve the band. I'm adding some new musicians.
Really?
Yep. I'm adding another pianist, two violinists, a clarinetist, a harpist, and a chiropodist.
A chiropodist?
Yep. He was with Guy Lombardo for 3 years, 2 years with Wayne King, 4 years with Kay Kaiser.
Phil, a chiropodist is someone who works on people's feet.
He is?
Certainly, don't you ask questions?
Jackson, when a fella tells you he's Petrillo's cousin, we band leaders don't pin him down.
Oh. Well, Phil, this new man will have a picnic with your band. They never wear shoes anyway. How they can snap their toes when they roll those dice is beyond me. You know, boys, Phil, these boys of yours are absolutely amazing. But lucky for you, the phone rang because I had three more that were pips in here. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
Rochester, I didn't expect to hear from you. I gave you New Year's Eve off. Are you at home?
No, I'm just reporting in from Central Avenue.
Oh, you've already started your evening, huh? Well, where are you now?
Well, right now I'm at the Esquire Club, but we've got a lot more places to go before midnight.
More nightclubs?
Yeah, and you ought to see the way me and my friends are dressed. Top hat, white tie, and track shoes.
Track shoes?
This is New Year's Eve. We can't waste time in transit.
Oh.
We came in this club so fast we spiked the doorman.
Well, Rochester, I hope you have a real good time tonight. Are you with Susie?
No, I'm with Eloise.
Eloise? Hey, she's a new one, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, you like her, huh?
Boss, when she smiles, she looks like a Los Angeles landlord the day they signed D Control.
Oh.
Bad living again, eh?
Never mind that. Now, look, Rochester, as I said before, I want you to have a lot of fun tonight, but don't overdo it. When do you think this party will end?
Well, there's no set time, boss. People just go home as their birthdays come up.
What?
Mine's in June, so don't wait up for me.
Oh, no, you don't. You'll be back home tomorrow, and that's final. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, say, boss.
Now what?
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Rochester!
Stay tuned for more Jack Benny and the Gang right after this short break on Win Radio Was.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
When
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Welcome back. You're just in time to hear us wrap up the Jack Benny Show on When Radio Was.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as I started to say, since this is New Year's Eve, we're going to revive an old custom and present our New Year's fantasy entitled The New Tenant, or Goodbye 50, Hello 51. Now, I will play the part of the old year, 1950. And Don, you will be the world.
Oh, Jack, every time you do one of these fantasies, you make me play the world. Just once, I'd like to be the little New Year.
You play the part of the little New Year? Don, that's ridiculous.
Ridiculous? Why? I could wear a diaper, couldn't I?
Don, you not only can't wear a diaper now, but there's a great element of doubt in my mind that you ever could. So you'll play the part of the world. Just come dressed in your latitudes. Or if it's cold, wear your longitudes. Now, let's see.
Jack.
What?
How come you're getting most of the jokes in the program today?
My writer did that instead of buying me a Christmas present. Cheap guys. Now, Phil, you will play the part of Uncle Sam, and Mary, you'll be Uncle Sam's wife, Columbia. Now, you and Uncle Sam have 48 children.
48 children?
Wait till Alice hears about this.
It's only a play. Now, Dennis, I have a very difficult part for you.
We have?
Yes, you will be several of the foreign countries in the United Nations, such as France.
Oui, oui.
England.
Rather.
Mexico.
Buenas noches, señor.
And Russia.
How do you do?
Now, Dennis, this is a very serious play, so let's get started. As the curtain rises, the old year, 1950, is in his room packing, and Columbia is helping him. Curtain. Music. Oh, Columbia. Columbia, will you come here a minute, please?
Well, what do you want, 1950?
Give me a hand with my packing, will you? Got to get out of here by midnight and make room for the new tenant.
Oh, yes. Little 51 will be here soon.
Yep. Soon as I'm packed, I'll be on my way. Sure wish I could take that television set with me.
Why?
That Fay Emerson. Wow! Say, Columbia, where's your husband, Uncle Sam? Like to say goodbye to him.
Oh, he's meeting with the UN again. There's so many things for him to straighten out these days.
Yeah, but Sam's been in a lot of tough situations before, and he's always come out all right.
Well, almost got the suitcase filled. Now, let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, I want to take some of this music. Irene, good night, Irene. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene, good night. Yep, going to take that one with me. If Irene don't want to go to sleep, why force her? Now, let's see. Yep. Guess I got about everything.
Hiya, Rube.
Hiya.
What was that?
Oh, one of them flying saucers. Now, let's see. Yes, sirree. Guess I've packed about everything. Well, look who's here. It's Uncle Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Howdy, Columbia. I just dropped in to say goodbye to 1950.
Right nice of you, Sam, coming to say goodbye to me, considering all the trouble I gave you.
Yep, you've sure been a rough year.
Well, I know I made some mistakes, but...
Mistakes? Right off the bat, you froze up my son, Florida. Then you practically ruined me with the coal and railroad strikes. And, brother, what you done to Notre Dame?
Be too hard on 50, Sam. He did his best.
Well, thanks, Columbia. Tried, anyway. Well, I better get going.
Say, don't forget to say goodbye to my 48 kids.
I won't. They're my favorite little... Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Columbia, how come you're sitting there knitting?
Oh, ain't she told you?
Told me what?
We're expecting two more, Hawaii and Alaska.
Where?
Kind of tough knitting woolen underwear and grass skirts at the same time.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Hello, everybody.
Well, well, if it ain't the world.
Hello, world. How's the universe treating you?
No, I don't know.
Say, world, you don't look too happy.
Well, I haven't been feeling so well lately. You remember how sick I was from 1914 to 1918?
Uh-huh.
Then I had a relapse from 1939 to 1945.
Yep, I heard about it, but I thought you were all over that.
A few months ago, I suddenly developed a big pain around my 38th parallel.
Well, why don't you go see a doctor?
I did, and he knew what was wrong with me as soon as he took my blood count. Too many red cells.
Feel a lot better if they'd get something accomplished downstairs in the UN.
Say, they're having a meeting there now. Let's open the door and listen.
Order, order. Let's have a little order for the next speaker.
Look, the Russian delegate is getting up.
Yeah.
People of the world, gentlemen and comrades, we of the Russian Soviets wish for peace, and we are prepared to make a fair compromise. All we ask is a small buffer area. Of course, this would mean moving the 38th parallel slightly. We would like to move it somewhere around Alabama and Mississippi.
Now we would like to hear from...
I am not finished with my speech yet. Since I am here in America, I want to tell you the terrible things I have seen with my own eyes. Peasants are forced to ride in automobiles. In California, some of the peasants are even forced to ride with the top down. And they are wearing dark glasses so nobody should see how much they are suffering. And tomorrow in a concentration camp they call the Rose Bowl, 100,000 people will be forced to huddle together to watch a football game. That is why I say that...
Just a moment.
What is wrong?
Why is it, Mr. Russian delegate, that every time we discuss a matter here, you stall and delay the debate for weeks and months so it never ends?
Well, if you must know, the longer I stay here, the less time I have to spend in Russia.
Close the door, Sam. I've heard enough. Well, Columbia, it's almost midnight. Better get my bags together and... Say, the New Year's coming a few seconds early.
What do you mean, old-timer?
Look out the window. Here he comes now without any clothes on. Just a cloth wrapped around him. Hey, are you the New Year?
No, I'm on my way home from Santa Anita.
Doggone, I thought sure that was him. Well, let's see. I got my bags packed, got my hourglass. I guess I'm... Hey, that must be him now. Come in.
Hi, Rube.
Gone, there goes that saucer again.
I didn't see anything.
Neither did I.
Well, some people do and some don't. That's the first stroke of 12. I wonder what's keeping the new tenant. Little fella should be here by now.
Don't worry, he'll show up.
Now, before I leave, Sam, here's a little tip for you. Keep your shirt on, but your sleeves rolled up, and everything will be all right.
Don't worry, old-timer. They can push Uncle Sam just so far. Then he starts pushing back.
I know, Sam, but you're going to need a lot of things to push with. So keep your factories humming. People have to work a little harder and do without a few things, but they did it before, and they can do it again. Well, time's a-fleetin', but I can't leave till that little shaver gets here.
That must be him now.
Yeah. Come in. Yep, it's the little New Year. Hello, son.
Hello, old-timer. Isn't he cute?
Yeah, I bet he don't weigh much more than Sinatra.
Come here, sonny. I want you to meet Uncle Sam and his wife, Columbia.
Glad to know you, folks.
Hello, sonny.
Hi, bub. Make yourself to home.
And say, I almost forgot. This is the world. Want you to meet him, too.
Hello, son.
Hello. So he's the world, huh?
Yes, sir.
Gosh, there's enough room on him for everybody.
Well, there should be, and yet... Oh, I don't quite understand it myself. Well, it's getting late, and I'll have to be moseying along, son, but there are a few things you ought to know.
What is it, old-timer?
Well, the most important thing I want you to remember is to take good care of Uncle Sam here. You ain't going to have no picnic, 51. You may get some complaints about high prices and taxes.
Gee, I'm a little discouraged already.
Oh, I wouldn't be too discouraged. It looks bad, but some good things are happening. Some people are beginning to understand each other a little better. A couple of weeks ago, a fella called Ralph Bunch, grandson of a slave, went to Stockholm to pick up his Nobel Peace Award. Take good care of him, sonny. We need men like that.
I will.
Then there's some more fellas I want you to take care of. You'll hear about them. Ike Eisenhower and Douglas MacArthur. They've been helping Sam for a long time. There's some others, too. Sam will tell you who they are, won't you, Sam?
I sure will.
The reason I'm mentioning this, sonny, is because I want you to be a little more careful than I was. See, I lost some mighty good boys while I was here. One of them just recently. A fellow named Walton Walker. He was a general and a darn good one, too. And then there were thousands of others who weren't generals and weren't even officers. Just plain GIs. But they're all doing their job for Uncle Sam. Weren't they, Sam?
Yep. I'll never forget them.
Then there was another fellow we lost during my time.
Was he a soldier, too?
Well, you could call him that. Sort of a singing soldier. Used to go around entertaining everybody. Singing songs and telling jokes, making people happy. I wish you could have seen him.
He was good, huh?
Good? Why, son, when he'd get down on one knee and sing about his mammy, the people would stand up and cheer. And after he sang and sang and sang and you thought he was all through, he'd look right at you and say, "You ain't heard nothing yet." There's the 11th gong.
Gee, I feel older already.
Well, you got a big responsibility, son. Just as soon as I go, it's all yours. Well, I guess I'll be on my way. Gosh, I hate to go. There are so many things I wanted to do. But you're young and strong, and I guess I'm leaving it in good hands. Goodbye, son.
Goodbye.
So long, Sam. So long, Columbia.
Goodbye, old-timer.
Goodbye, 1950.
So long, world. Keep smiling. Good night, everybody, and a happy new year from all of us.
Happy New Year, everybody! Happy New Year!
That touching New Year's fantasy episode of the Jack Benny program was from the final day of the year, 1950. For you folks a little shaky on your historical geography, you'll notice there were only 48 states at the time that aired. It would be another 9 years before Alaska and Hawaii entered the Union. Some nice reminiscences about folks who had died recently, including Al Jolson, who had passed away a couple of months earlier, and U.S. General Walter Walker, who had been killed in a traffic accident in Korea just a week before the broadcast. The Korean War had begun in June of 1950 and continued until the summer of 1953. I'm Greg Bell, and up next is the opening installment of our latest Bob Bailey-led five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter, right after this break.
Head to Radiospirits.com today to enjoy our new arrivals. This is Your FBI, Grand Larceny, The Whistler, One Dark Night, and Fibber McGee and Molly, Happy Days. These newest CD box set collections are available at Radiospirits.com now.
This is Your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Ride along with the feds and find out if it's a case of embezzlement, extortion, kidnapping, or murder as agents immerse themselves in a world of crime. This 12-episode collection features performances by Frank Lovejoy, Leslie Woods, and Mandel Kramer.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
The Whistler is back with another collection of strange stories where the unscrupulous encounter their undoing. Follow them through the setup, the slip-up, the double-cross, and ultimately their downfall.
Hey, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I'll get it.
Okay.
Who is this the residence of?
Never end a sentence with a proposition. And if you must know, this is the house that Mr. and Mrs. McGee live in.
Find out who's at the door. Visit with Fibber McGee and Molly and follow their harried, hilarious, and happy days in wartime Wistful Vista. As always, their escapades are equal parts disastrous and delightful. Buy all three of these new arrivals today or browse our library, which offers thousands of shows. Just go to Radiospirits.com now. Choose from thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. We have the perfect old-time radio collection for you. Own our newest releases, find your favorite shows, or discover a new series from the golden age of radio at Radiospirits.com today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Your TV, your smartphone, your tablet, and your desktop. Add in appliances, security cameras, switches, bulbs, and more, and you've got a lot of demand on your home Wi-Fi. David Lux is from TP-Link, the experts in home networking.
I always like to say that Wi-Fi is that unseen essential in our homes. It's not uncommon to have dozens of devices vying for bandwidth, including smart TVs, security cameras, thermostats, appliances, even electric vehicles. This surge is coinciding with dramatic increases in internet speeds. Additionally, today's smart home is complex. More devices. So it is an exciting time in the smart home space, and I think good Wi-Fi is, of course, the foundation of that evolution.
Find your best Wi-Fi solution at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where this time every week on your preferred local radio station, we share a Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, installment by installment. Time now to debut another. It finds our favorite insurance investigator traveling to a small town in New England to look into the Shady Lane matter. It's from July of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Pete Carlson, Johnny, Star Mutual.
Oh, hiya, Pete. How's the family?
Great. The lucky dogs are at Cape Cod for the summer while I toil and fret.
What's fretting you at the moment?
A letter, Johnny. Listen. If you're wanting to know who murdered Ellen Bates, you pay no mind to that person or persons unknown. You just look real close to home. Look real close to home. The postmark, Shady Lane, Vermont.
And the signature, I suppose, is that famous old name.
That's right. Anonymous. Ellen Bates was killed there a month ago, shot to death. We carried a $10,000 policy on her.
And the beneficiary?
Ben Bates, her husband. He's got a farm about 4 miles out of Shady Lane.
Uh-huh. What's the status of the investigation?
Stay on me, Johnny. The coroner's jury brought in an open verdict, and there's been nothing turned up since. We were just on the point of paying off the policy. But now, well...
All right, Pete, I'll fret for you. If I can find Shady Lane on the map.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Star Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut... The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Shady Lane matter. Item 1, $36.70. Transportation and incidentals, Hartford to Shady Lane, a quiet little town of around 1,000 population. Drowsy streets lined with white frame homes, picket fences, and flower-bedded yards. A town with a well-chosen name, built under the protecting shade of venerable elms and spreading maples. A country crossroads town with one of everything. One inn, one restaurant, one garage, one general store, one barbershop, and one constable. A gaunt and lantern-jawed, leather-faced man of middle age named Jed Bramler.
Yeah, it's a fact, Mr. Dollar. Lived here all my life. First time I've ever seen it this hot.
Yeah, it's warm, all right.
Yeah, for this time of year, at least. Weather's changing. World, too. Everything's changing.
Except human nature.
That, too, maybe. Take this killing. Don't rightly know how to go about dealing with it.
Well, maybe we can figure out something between us. That's the bullet that killed him?
Yeah, that's the one.
It's an odd size and shape.
Hand-poured. Say, it's hand-poured. It's for an old-fashioned squirrel rifle. Smooth bore, single shot.
I see.
And I reckon that's about all I can give you in the way of facts, or clues, I guess you call them.
All facts will do.
All right. Ellen Bates was a fine woman. Had a hard life. She was married, no children, she was alive. Now she's dead. Cause of death, a bullet in the heart. Them's all facts, Mr. Dollar.
Mm-hmm. How did it happen?
Don't rightly know. Weren't no witnesses. Could have been an accident, even.
What do you mean, an accident?
Well, one of them hunters from the city. Them through here regular. Confounded idiots. Shoot at anything that moves.
Well, surely not a human being sitting in her own living room.
They might have. Never can tell, crazy as they are. Shot a goat, belonged to Het Wilmer last fall. Caught him with it, tied on their bumper. Said it was a mountain sheep.
Yes, but...
Yes, might have done it unintentional. Then got scared and run out.
Yes, possibly. Except for one of those facts.
Which fact?
This bullet. Hunters from the city don't use old-fashioned squirrel rifles, Mr. Bramler.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said it could have been accidental. Didn't say it was, though. I reckon somebody meant to kill her.
Oh, I don't think there's much doubt of that.
There ain't. Wish there was. Might not feel so danged worthless then.
What do you mean?
Ellen Bates was a fine woman. Hate to think of somebody killing her and getting clean away with it.
Then let's make sure they don't get away with it.
Got nothing to go on, Mr. Dollar. Not one lonesome thing.
What about a possible motive?
Haven't turned up a single one.
Did she have any enemies?
Everybody that knew her loved her.
Mm-hmm. What about this bullet? Did you have a ballistics check made?
Yeah. Send it clear to New York.
They come up with anything?
6-page report. Yes, got it here somewhere. You can look at it if you want to.
No need to. What was their conclusion?
Same as mine. Fired from an old-fashioned squirrel rifle.
Mm-hmm. Know anybody around here who might own a gun like that?
Yeah, but near anybody in the township. Must be 300-400 of them rifles around. Keepsakes. Handed down. Family souvenirs.
Yeah. Then that's one dead end.
Couldn't be much deader. It's like I told you. Ain't no clues at all. At least none to speak of. Woman without an enemy in the world. Sitting in front of her window. Shot fired from outside the house. Woman's dead. Them's the facts. And all the facts.
No. Not quite all.
Eh? What do you mean?
People. Persons are facts, you know. and their relations with other persons are facts. Facts that we can check on.
Already told you, Mr. Dollar, Ellen Bate didn't have no enemies.
The person who killed her wasn't exactly a friend.
Known enemies, I mean.
But she had contacts and relations with other persons, and one of them, known or unknown, was her enemy. Maybe an accidental enemy with a motive and the capacity for murder.
What do you mean by accidental?
Maybe Mrs. Bates saw something from that window of hers. Something that made her dangerous to someone else. Maybe she didn't even know she'd made an enemy.
Yeah, might be.
Or maybe it's just a matter of her death benefiting somebody. Somebody who otherwise wouldn't be her enemy.
Mm-hmm. It thought of that, of course, but it don't lead nowhere.
It might. I've got a letter here, Mr. Brandler. I wish you'd take a look at it.
All right.
It arrived yesterday at the home office of my client in Hartford. Mm-hmm. It was mailed here in Shady Lane.
And close to home. Looked real close to home. Not signed, eh?
No, not signed. Any idea who might have sent it?
Yeah, somebody with a lot of vinegar in their blood. No, don't know. It's a fact. Wouldn't count too much on it if I was you.
What do you mean?
Like you just said, a matter of her death benefiting somebody.
So?
With that insurance policy like it is, the person that'd benefit most would be her husband, Ben Bates. Forget him.
Why?
Like you said, motive and capacity. Even if money was motive enough for Ben, he just hasn't got the capacity for murder. Forget him.
Is Ben Bates a good friend of yours, Mr. Bramler?
Since we were boys together.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you only think you see. I ain't making allowances for him. Just know him, that's all.
Maybe I'd better meet him.
All right. Farm's just out of town a ways. I'll drive you out there if you want.
Oh, I'd appreciate that.
Only one thing, though. You've got an expense account of some kind, ain't you?
Sure, that's right. Why?
Well, we're not exactly poor folks up here, but we ain't rich neither. And the township is kind of frugal with their money.
I see.
It's going to have to charge you for the car expense if it's all right with you.
Oh, sure. That sounds fine.
Yeah, well, then.
Maybe we could make a couple of other calls on the way.
Who do you want to see?
Well, mostly I'd like to talk to the coroner here and...
You already have.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm the coroner, Mr. Dollar. Well, are we ready?
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
Expense account item two, $3 even. Transportation and Constable Jed Bramler's car from Shady Lane to the Ben Bates Farm. It was a pleasant trip. Summertime, and a country road winding among the farms, climbing lazily over the ridges. The heady, pungent scent of flax and clover, the hum of bees. But I couldn't completely enjoy it. I kept wondering how much real help I could expect from a constable who'd already made up his mind that the top suspect wasn't capable of murder. A constable who was also coroner, and for all I knew, county attorney and district judge. A constable who might even be, just an idle thought, might even be a murderer.
Now, this is the Preeny Farm. Ben Bates' place is the next one, about a quarter of a mile.
I see.
That's Martin Preeny there at the side of the road working on that fence. Might as well pass the time of day with him, I reckon.
Were the Preenies and the Bates good friends?
Yeah. Real close.
Afternoon, Jeb.
Martin?
Township must be getting lax. Letting you go gallivanting around on pleasure trips.
Being paid for, Martin. Official business. This here's Mr. Darnley Dollar from down around Hartford. Martin Preeny, Mr. Dollar.
Mr. Preeny?
I do.
That's quite a job you're doing there, Mr. Preeny.
Well, a rock wall does just fine if you stack them real careful so they lock together.
Looks pretty difficult.
Takes a knack, no doubt about that. And work and time. But if it's dug in below the frost line, rock wall will last a lifetime. And that's what I believe in, Mr. Dollar. Planning ahead and building right.
That's a good philosophy.
And then, too, a rock wall is a sight cheaper than fencing.
And right there is his real reason, Mr. Dollar.
A man that wastes his substance is a fool and a sinner. I believe in prudence.
It's your only virtue, Martin.
Fiddlesticks. We got callers, Sarah. Come on out here.
No, ain't staying, Martin. Just passing.
Just a minute, Martin.
Just what so-called official business you on, Jed?
Murder of Ellen Bates. Mr. Dollar here is an insurance investigator. He's come to look into it.
I see. Well, it's a terrible tragedy, Mr. Dollar. Sad thing for the whole township, especially for Sarah and me.
Yes, I imagine so.
Yeah, they've been good neighbors. Fine people. Folks about to be proud to know.
So I understand.
Couldn't help feeling sorry for him. Just didn't seem to get ahead in spite of Ben being a good hard worker and all. And then this, on top of all the other trouble he'd had.
Well, what do you mean by trouble?
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Come here, Sarah. I want you to meet a friend of Jed's, Mr. Johnny Dollar, my wife, Sarah.
Mr. Preeny.
Mr. Dollar comes from Hartford.
Hartford? Then he's here for...
He works for an insurance company. He's given Jed the hand with this Ellen Bates thing.
Oh, yes, I see. Well, don't let me interrupt.
I just tell him, Mr. Dollar, what good neighbors the Bates have always been.
A body couldn't ask for a better friend than Ellen Bates.
Mr. Preeny, you said something about all the other trouble they'd had.
I was referring to Ellen's illness. Why, after that operation last year, she was pertinently an invalid, you might say. Yeah, Ben had to wait on her hand and foot, along with doing for the house and running the farm.
Huh, a lot of time he spent taking care of her.
Now, Sarah.
Not half as much time as he spent hanging around that girl.
What girl is that, Mrs. Preeny?
Why, that little flibbertigibbet that works at...
Sarah!
I'm sorry, Martin, but it's true and you know it.
Mr. Dollar, I'm afraid my wife is just repeating gossip she's heard. Ben Bates is a fine young man. Any story to the contrary, idle rumors, nothing more.
Well, sometimes the best way to stop an idle rumor is to check into it. If you'd care to tell me who she
is. I know the girl, Mr. Dollar. Her name is Millie Wells. She's a waitress at the Shady Lane Cafe.
I'd like to talk to her.
You can, when we get back to town. Well, folks, reckon we'd better be getting on.
Hey, Mr. Dollar, Ellen Bates was a fine woman. Whoever it was killed her, I hope you get him.
I believe we will. Oh, and by the way, Mrs. Freeney, the company was very grateful for your letter.
My letter? I mean, how did you know it was...
I didn't know. I was just guessing. Oh. Nice to have met both of you. See you again.
Now here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, of two who are not even accused, one confesses and one denies, and both very strangely. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood, written by Les Crutchfield, and is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Indeed, that was part one of the five-part Johnny Dollar storyline, The Shady Lane Matter, which originally played out in the summer of 1956. We'll have the second installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had a New Year's Eve episode of the Jack Benny program. And as usual, his on-air bandleader Phil Harris pretty much stole the show. Well, my question is about Phil's singing career. Known for his many novelty tunes, he even scored a number one hit. The song, All About a Mysterious Box Found on a Beach, was penned by Charles Randolph Green. Can you name it? I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang onto the ripcord and you count off the seconds and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind-tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff, help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before we took a break, I mentioned that Phil Harris had a number one song with a novelty tune that was penned by Charles Randolph Green. It was the 1950 hit, The Thing, all about finding a box on a beach with contents that are never revealed. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but hey, remember to visit us at the website. You can find us at winradiowaz.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.